KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get into our weekly review of the hot hits in the news talk radio world with our panel of experts. It varies from time to time. The two stalwarts that are here most of the time, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Thanks to him for the time and effort that he puts into this. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Thanks again to her as well. Jennifer Horn is going to say, what, am I chopped liver? I can hear that. Jennifer is from the DJV program and also does the morning answer in Los Angeles. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. I always, every once in a while I trip up on that, John. The Space Coast, the Gold Coast, they're almost one and the same, or at least some would say that they are. So, all right, we have all of our people here to go through some of the, we'll try to, I always try, at good intentions, to get through all the top 10 stories and the people. If I just do the list, it seems before I get very far down the list, we want to jump in. Although, with this list here this week, number 10, all about the holidays and how much money we're spending, which is outrageous, it would seem. If you heard, this would be something all of you might talk about in your various incarnations, that there are, what was it, the number, Jennifer, we came up with when we were talking about it earlier in the week, 16% of the people who use, what do I have going on in my ear
What's
here?
What's that?
I don't know.
Sounds like someone's being attacked
it's a
by a
great
wild
noise.
Animal.
Could be.
No, that's Cupcake.
Cupcake, oh good. Thank you,
no.
Cupcake. Very nice to
like
thank you,
that.
Cupcake. Yeah. Anyway, the
bring the dog to work day.
Yes. The business about how much we're spending, and then couple that with what is the debt left over from last year, 16% of people are still who charge things for last Christmas,
yeah,
still paying off the debt. Yeah. And now they're adding more to it. So it's
the American way. Leave them alone.
What are we buying that was so expensive last year that we're paying it off?
Well, I don't know.
Think about what's in vogue. I mean, what do kids want now? They don't want board games. They don't want Barbies even anymore. They want iPads. They want laptops. They want cell phones.
Oh, it's the kiddie winkies that we're paying off.
Has anybody said no lately?
Everything popular costs a lot of money. You know, nobody's just happy with the doll.
No. I am.
Good, that's what I got you for Christmas. So winning.
Thank you very much.
Winning.
I'm winning. Immigration reform is number 9 on the list. I don't see. There was something, though, that came out this week about Trump and whether or not they were going to get funding from some private source. I've forgotten. Can you do that? This sort of ties in with what we do, what our campaigns do with the extra money that's left over. That's another thing. We get to the presidential election. I want to talk about what you all know regarding where the money goes that's left over. For example, I might as well talk about it now a little bit. Kamala Harris is out, but yet she has $10 million left of the $37 million that were raised for her presidential election hopes. So what does she do with the $10 million? What can you do with the $10 million? Anybody?
Well, Doug, as I understand, a couple of things she can do. She can fund other campaigns and such like that. She could start a nonprofit and then try to work the system where she or someone she knows and likes gets paid from that nonprofit from the $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Can she also fund her
for the kids? I didn't
say
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say that because it's not true. You cannot do that.
No, but can't you also find a future?
Creative ways you can find to do anything with it if you want to.
If she announces she's going to run again for Senate, she can fund herself again with that money. Can't she keep it in her campaign bank account?
Yeah, that money.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a guy in New York who was in his 90s. He died. He had a few million dollars in the account, and he didn't have to do anything with it because, well, he said, I might run again. So, Jen, you're absolutely right. It has happened.
Well, I told you the story about the guy who was a congressman from Northwest Ohio, where I went to school. He and I were friends, actually. He passed away while he was still serving in Congress. He had $6 million in his campaign war chest and went to his wife.
Yep.
So,
there you go.
She did what she wanted to do with it. That's
a reason to marry a politician.
Bought electronics for the kids.
Marry an old Paul.
Right, exactly. Aww. All right, number eight is the Zimmerman lawsuit. Who knows anything about that?
Yeah, this and Doug, down here in Florida. A lot of people down here are talking about this again. Zimmerman back in the news this week, and a lot of people feel that he's got every right to go after the families for what he went through.
John, this is 10 years ago, isn't it? How long ago was this?
It wasn't 10 years ago. This was about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One wonders if this is coming out because of the release of the movie that Clint Eastwood has produced that was the sort of same general thing, right? The Richard Jewell movie, he was...
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that kind of a similar story?
Well, exactly. The guy who supposedly set off the bomb in the Atlanta Olympics... And a lot of people feel that Zimmerman has every right to go after the families for what they did to him.
Mm-hmm.
And they did what exactly? Zimmerman did actually kill Trayvon Martin. I mean, Richard Jewell did not set off a bomb.
Well, it was that's correct, Victoria. But it was the stand your ground ruling that Zimmerman got off on. Never got charged with murder officially, and as a result, a lot of people feel his life was ruined, and therefore he's going after the families.
He didn't have a life to begin with. How can you ruin?
He's done a fair amount to continue ruining his own life, both before and afterwards.
He's a boob. But I think that Richard Jewell movie will be very interesting, and there's already Oscar buzz around it. Yet another Clint Eastwood. This guy at 87 years old is still cranking.
He's
pretty amazing.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Knows how to do it. All right, let's see. Where are we?
Westerns.
Oh. Yeah, well, they've been all over the place on cable this week. All kinds of stuff. Clint Eastwood, even the old Dirty Harry movies have been dusted off.
Great Dirty
again.
Harry movies.
Yeah. Winter weather is number seven. Who has suffered here? Harper, you don't have any standing. You didn't suffer at all this
week. Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. So you can take a rest. Jennifer,
well,
you had a lot of rain in California.
You can go now.
Well, hold on a second.
We did have a lot of rain in California, yeah. It was actually cold. The snow on Thanksgiving weekend actually took away power from, I think, 10,000 people in Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead. So
right,
in California,
you
can't win.
Shut the power off up there.
Yeah, it's no fire, no rain, it's just everything. No snow, the power just goes off.
But, yeah, right.
That's awful.
It's really.
I heard there was a dairy farmer somewhere in Massachusetts who had to crank up his Case tractor and remove a whole bunch of snow he did not expect. Did you hear anything about that, Doug?
Massey Ferguson tractor, please. Let's get it right.
Oh, Massey Ferguson. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was a John Deere.
Knowledge there, Doug.
No, John Deere. We don't like green tractors here, John. Green tractors?
Okay.
No. Got to have red tractors. What Jensen's referring to is the amount of snow that I had here in, I didn't have it, everybody in New England had it, we were supposed to get, it's very interesting how often the snow lines go with the highways. I don't know if you've noticed that in other areas where there is weather. The weather north of the Mass Pike is different than the weather south of the Mass Pike. And the weather east of the 495 is different than the weather west of 495.
Yes.
And that was the whole thing this week. In my community of Framingham, the prediction was we'd get 2 inches of snow. Well, 18 inches later, the line moved about 10 miles because the next town over didn't get only a couple of inches, which is what we were supposed to get, but it stopped here. So the weather people were pretty accurate as to, you know, they were off by about 10 miles. But I think it really is kind of interesting to see how, as many people complain about the weather forecast, it's pretty accurate now, but there's so much attention given to it. And these characters that work for the Weather Channel and AccuWeather who go out in the middle of the storms and they either get blown away by the hurricanes or they freeze their butts off standing in these snowstorms. Are people really intrigued by that? Do people actually watch that stuff?
Oh, God, yeah, they watch it. They watch it. Well, I think it's fascinating.
So let's talk about number one for a minute while you're still here.
Sure.
The impeachment hearings and Nancy Pelosi telling everybody that she's a good Catholic and she doesn't hate Trump.
This was an altercation that she had with James Rosen, who used to work for Fox News. He was actually the guy who was monitored by the Obama administration.
Ms. Pelosi, do you hate Trump?
Yeah, if you remember that scandal from a few years back, and now he works for Sinclair Broadcasting. And it really wasn't, I don't think it was really, I mean, it was a pointed direct question, but I don't think it was like an accusation. Because Doug Collins this week, who's a ranking member on the judiciary, said, well, this is a vendetta from Democrats against President Trump because they don't like him. They hate him. And so James Rosen says, hey, Pelosi, do you hate the president? And she spun around real fast. She was on her way off the off the stage already. She spun around real fast and gave him the what for and said, I don't hate anybody. And this is, I pray for the president every single day. Now, I don't know if I believe all of that, but she did take him to task pretty well for about 2 minutes, I think, she spent on him.
Really?
But this is, Pelosi is a Catholic, and she's told the president in phone calls that she prays for him, and it's a grievous sin to hate as a Catholic. I'm not a
That's
Catholic.
It's a horrible emotion, no matter whether you're Catholic or not.
But you understand why he asked the question. He asked the question because that was the contention of Republicans, that this is a personal vendetta against the president. And she made it seem like it was an accusation more than a question.
Mm-hmm. Well, at any rate, it was very interesting to see the response, I thought, was very telling. And it was pretty appropriate, actually. Some of these news media jerks are really, they really, really have to get, whether they starch their shorts or not, I'm not sure, but it really is pretty outrageous, some of the things that they ask. And it isn't, they're not trying to probe, they're just trying to make noise so that they can be heard, much as anything else. Jennifer Horn, John Harper, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Overview.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio
Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's A Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, time to continue our conversation about the stories, the hot hits from the News Talk Radio world. We do this every week for an hour with distinguished talk radio hosts like Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. John Harper is here from WMEL in Washington. We moved you up the coast about 1,000 miles, John, from the space coast of Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. I actually think that we should let Victoria and Rick go for a little bit. They were just having a conversation. I think that's good talk radio. So why don't you just go back to having your argument about the pluses and minuses of hay talk?
Well, what I was saying is that I think we did learn some things from the Gerald Nadler House Judiciary impeachment hearing.
I think I started this by saying off air that he was a boob and some other things.
Yeah.
Right? And
that
sort
but,
of started.
But we did learn some things. I mean, there are some people, Republicans and Democrats, who can maintain their dignity and credibility. They may not like Trump. You have, for example, Jonathan Turley, who voted for Hillary and confirms Trump's actions do not qualify for impeachment, but they are despicable. And then you have somebody who I believe is highly educated, accomplished, highly touted by others who are experts in the Constitution, and still be angry and partisan and just mean. And that I was talking about Pamela Carlin in that that sense. And Victoria, you disagree?
I disagree. There were three constitutional experts who said that Trump's actions did rise to the level of impeachment, one who said they didn't. I think the Democrats made a mistake and they should have given the Republicans two constitutional experts and they should have had two constitutional experts. It should have been a two and two. But no, I don't think she was angry. I think she was making her points. But, you know, women aren't allowed to have particular demeanors, particular means, particular affects in our society, and so there you go. However, I think that the Barron Trump controversy manufactured controversy.
Well, manufactured how? Which part of it is manufactured?
Because there is... this may be because I originally come from a different culture in which... using words as analogies is not seen as an attack. I think it is wrong, and I was a White House correspondent for nearly 14 years, so, and I've been under Republican and Democratic presidents, and I think that the children are off limits, and yes. I've seen children of presidents attacked, and I've seen Barron Trump attacked by a Daily Caller reporter. So, you know, I've seen this boy attacked.
I understand, I understand where you're coming from.
No, you haven't heard me finish. But... You haven't heard me finish making my point, except off the air. Using an analogy of saying that the name Barron does not make you a Barron is not an attack on the boy. It's using an analogy to continue the analogy that being a president doesn't make you a king. That in no way is saying that Barron Trump looks terrible in those trousers, or that Barron Trump shouldn't be smoking pot, or that anything else appalling, that or that Barron Trump looked weird in that expression. These are things that nobody should be saying about Barron Trump or following Barron Trump to school. Barron Trump goes to school 2 miles from me. Nobody should be doing any of these things. To use an analogy about his name, this is childish to attack grammar.
Plus the fact they didn't know how to spell it because one of them is spelled with two R's and the other one is spelled with one R.
It's childish to attack grammar. Look, he's a 13-year-old kid. You don't play with the kids when it comes to politics like that. You don't drag them into it. And it was just a mean and nasty thing to do.
Is he smoking pot at 13? Is he not? You just use that as an example? Or
I said, this is grammar. This is not about the boy. This is about grammar.
Yeah, but I wondered whether he was smoking pot. That was the question. 28 past the hour. Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gives your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com. And use the DJV code, you'll be able to buy three at the regular price and get three without paying. Check it all out, Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years.
Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shining Care presents a free monthly lunch and learn to prepare the community for aging life. Expert speakers present helpful topics for safety and wellness. Topics include care plan options and elder abuse prevention. This month's highlighted topic will be nursing home discharges. What to know before you go, presented by Long-Term Care Ombudsman. Be informed and enjoy lunch provided by Hilltop Estates, December 11th from noon to 1:30 at Redwood Park Community Room. For more information or to RSVP, visit shiningcare.org.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL in Florida, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware. Do you guys want to finish? People are on the edge of their seats listening to this conversation between Victoria and Rick Jensen about some of the nuances of what is, it sounds like the truth versus fiction. I don't really know how to characterize the conversation that the two of you are having. John, you want to take a stab at it? What do you want to characterize? What
I'm going to take a longbow to him, and that is the only way to resolve this.
Really?
Agreed. Yeah, we're not going to agree. She does not believe that Professor Carlin was attacking Baron Trump, the 13-year-old kid, and I do believe it. I do think it's one of these things that that people are not agree upon. I mean, take a look what's going on constitutionally.
Let me throw this into this. The history, the modern history of this disgraceful entity we call, what is it, the Fifth Estate or whatever, the news media, and James Bond has a license to kill. These people have a license to lie. And that's what it is.
True.
It's all this makeup, phony baloney stuff, and they have the balsam to pull some of these stunts like they did with Chelsea Clinton, the Bush girls.
That's appalling. And I agree. That is absolutely appalling. And yet this is not what that was. And I do think I'm on a, I'm going to lose here because I'm speaking about it from a grammatical point of view. And
Doug, Victoria is not going to lose because I agree with her as well. This is ridiculous as far. Yeah, absolutely. This is ridiculous as far as breaking this down word by word, syllable by syllable. What did he? What did she mean by that? The emphasis put on the words. Totally inaccurate. I agree with you, Victoria. The kids in the White House should be off limits. But this woman the other day was just trying to make a point. Maybe it was incorrectly made, but nonetheless, she wasn't going after the first son. So I agree with you, Victoria.
And Doug, if I may, we talk a lot about talk radio and what it means to people in their lives, and I think this is a great example. Here we have people who disagree on the meaning of this, just like you have constitutional lawyers who disagree on the meaning of the same document that they're reading. I think this actually adds something to our society.
The definition
that we can have
of
these...
the word is. It absolutely does.
It is, because we can have these conversations and differences, and Victoria and I will never agree upon this, and that's fine, but I think it's great that we actually have these conversations, and we're not told.
Exactly. That's why a longbow would sort it out. And I meant the longbow because I recently watched The King, the 2019 movie about Henry V.
Yeah. Okay. Congratulations. So Mayor Pete is coming up in the ratings, very strong showing in Iowa because he's talking about the food supply. He's talking about farmers and Iowa, obviously a farm state. I think he's going to do very well there. I think he's coming around to doing quite well in a number of areas. And to show that he's doing better, you see Elizabeth Warren taking shots at him this week. She's falling like a rock, and he's going up. So he's waving at her on the way up while she's on the way down. And so you get the people colluding with her at the Huffington Post and wherever else you can find some support, and you get a lot of baloney. One of the things that has come out this week, though, that was very interesting, I don't know if anybody's talking about this. Buttigieg, how do you pronounce his name?
Buttigieg.
Okay. Apparently he worked for
Stick with Matt Pete.
That's what I am doing. Yeah. He apparently worked for some consulting firm, and he won't talk about who he worked for because, among other things, this outfit has done work for Trump. And apparently they're kind of bloodthirsty curs from what I can gather. But it's pretty big. I've never heard of them before. They got 30,000 employees. And so what does anybody really know what Mayor Pete was doing for him before he became
Nobody
the mayor?
Nobody knows. And this story has been circulating for a while, actually, online on a number of outlets. And he's been asked about it repeatedly by some of the more independent and left-leaning media, and he refused.
People
who
don't
want
to see him. Yeah, they don't want to see him gain any traction.
They're after transparency because this is something on his resume that he touts as his business experience, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This is his business experience. And then he won't answer any questions about what he did.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think he did, Victoria?
I have absolutely no idea what he did. No idea.
Anybody have any piece of this other than what I gleaned and what I threw into the mix for a little red meat. Doug, anybody?
Doug, John here. I have no idea what he did either. But the bottom line, getting to the end of the story, this country, whether you're Democrat or Republican, is not going to vote for someone who's going to have a first husband in the White House. So there's much to do about nothing. It ain't going to happen.
Well, I find him, because he's interested in the farmers, I find him to be an interesting candidate. I think he's too young to be president, no matter what his sexual preference is. I think he may make a good mate for Bloomberg. Bloomberg is going to surprise. I think already you see one of the things that we talked about on my weekday, Monday through Friday program, the DJV show, is how Bloomberg, I know him. I know people that work for him. I know how studied he is. He would not have gotten into this had he not done immense research and come up with a way in which he could become the nominee and the president. He just wouldn't. He wouldn't have thrown his money into it. He doesn't waste anything. And so I feel, if you don't understand what the Bloomberg device is all about and how thorough it is, it's one of the most fascinating pieces of equipment that exists today in this computer world. I don't know if any of you ever used one or ever tried to use one or saw it being used, but this thing can figure out almost the algorithms. He could have put in all kinds of different scenarios or had his people do it and come up with the various ways in which he could win. And I'm sure that he's done that. And the reason that his name is as well known as it is and that device is as popular as it is and as expensive as it is because it's practically never wrong about anything, whether it's watching the markets, what to buy, it doesn't make mistakes. So,
I think that's a good point. I have a quick question for you about Mayor Pete. How do we think he's going to do in the South? Because that's important.
Not well, because he's gay. Not going to do well at all.
He just isn't doing well among blacks. I don't think it's the gay thing.
No. I don't know. What do black people not like about him? I don't get that angle. I don't know it. Are you trying to tell us something that we don't know?
He just hasn't sold himself well.
Yeah, he has not. He's not really connected, is what it is.
Is he doing state by state? Is he spending his time and effort in the states one by one as they have primaries? When is the first Southern primary? When is the first primary?
What, in South Carolina?
Southern state. Yeah, when's that? Or any Southern state. I don't know what the answer
is. I think it's coming up in the first quarter of next year. I don't know exactly when that is. Hey, if I may, John, you talked about he can't possibly be elected because he's gay and you can't have a first husband in the White House. I saw a poll recently, Republicans and Democrats, obviously more Democrats than Republicans saying yes. But the question was this, is America ready for a gay president? And what I found to be interesting in the poll is a majority of them said yes, but I'm not sure about my neighbor. I'm ready for him, but I don't know about the guy who lives next door.
I think at this moment, John's right. I think there is that. It's too bad, but it is the way it is. And so the culture of that having been what it is or being what it is, I think gets in the way a lot of people's thinking. But it reminds me when I was a kid, John Kennedy ran for president, and he really did lose. Yeah, other than winning in Chicago, I mean, Nixon won that race, that election in 1960, but it didn't work because of the counting of the votes in Chicago and the Electoral College in Illinois, and Eisenhower. I mean, Nixon, to his credit, never challenged it, which he could have and probably would have won. But the buzz around when I was in high school was that. We have a Catholic president. The Pope's going to run the country. I mean, that kind of crap. And when Joe Lieberman, who's one of the most outstanding human beings in politics or anywhere else that I've ever met, was running with the Gore, people said, we're going to have a Jew as vice president. How are we going to do that? And, in fact, Al Gore won that election, but who's counting? I think that becomes nonsensical. But I do think that we're, like it or not, people say we're ready for a black president. Hello. We're one by one, John, those barriers and walls which seem to be kind of nonsensical in the modern world, get broken down. But I think the gay thing is going to be the longest, the hardest one of those things to overcome.
It will eventually. You're right. You're right, Doug. I agree. And going back to JFK, you're right about the Pope running America.
I can remember studying that in high school in the civics class and thinking, you know, looking around the room and hearing these people. And even at that, I mean, one of my not sophisticated freshman in high school, but I remember just kind of looking at the room and thinking, what difference does it make?
Anyway, it is.
You get into these things. Let's see. Well, we've got to pause for a couple of minutes. We'll take on one more item here in a matter of moments. Getting healthy the right way is the job that Calitrin has taken on. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is America's weight loss formula when it comes to being free of stimulants. Coming from somebody who on occasion has used this and has seen the weight go away. I'm not overweight, but there's always 4 or 5 pounds that I'd like to shed, and I want to keep it off. All right, go to Calitrin.com. The deal with the DJB code is buy three and get three free. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the stories, first of all, so you have the official listing. We try to go through it a couple of times during each of the hours that we focus on News Talk Radio every week. But if I haven't gotten to them sufficiently, here's your list. At number 10, the holidays and what they mean to the U.S. economy. Number 9, immigration reforms. George Zimmerman and his lawsuit against the family of Trayvon Martin. Number 8. And number 7, the winter weather. Number 6, Prince Andrew and what he did or didn't do with Mr. Epstein. Number 5, the North Korean Christmas threat. We'll send you a present if you don't be good boy. It's nonsense, but anyway. Number 4, U.S.-China relations. Number 3, what happened this week at the NATO summit. Presidential election candidates, number 2, and the impeachment hearings, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. For me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Talkers Magazine every week prepares a list of 10 stories that seem to have captured the imagination in the majority of time on the air, and although this week, to be fair, there's about 30 people's names on it. Number 10, George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin tied for that position. Melania Trump at number 9. At number 8, the people who were in attendance at the NATO summit, Johnson, Trudeau, Macron, Merkel. Number 7, Queen Elizabeth and the royal family. Number 6, Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo. Number 5, various candidates for the Democratic nomination at number 4, more candidates for the Democratic nomination at number 3, more candidates for the that position. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi, and number 1, Donald Trump. Pelosi really accounted for herself, acquitted herself fairly well this week, I thought. So anyway, that's the overview, that's the list, that's the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 6 on the story list this week is the scandal involving Prince Andrew. my comment is the laugh that I just... All right, so, what, Victoria, yeah. You're a Brit birth. What's the scoop here, you think?
Well, I think the really big scoop is frankly, less about Prince Andrew. It's partly about Prince Andrew, but it's also about the royal reception that President Trump and other world leaders went to, where Princess Anne threw shade at President Trump.
What does that mean, threw shade? What does that mean?
Well, she threw her hands up when the Queen gestured at her. Oh, come and meet President Trump. She threw her hands up, shrugged and said, no, I'm not going to meet him. That's Princess Anne. She's got a real mind.
Yeah. Okay, well. And what, so we're not talking about Prince Andrew and what a... Who was it that said he was a great guy? I'm trying to remember, other than Trump. There are a lot of pictures.
Do you remember as a kid he was known as Randy Andy? And now everybody's acting like, what? He couldn't have done anything. Yeah. He was known that way.
And he had the most wonderful wife, Fergie. I don't know where she is these days. But I always thought she was fabulous. And she managed to figure him out quickly and hit the road. This guy is a scoundrel is probably too good a word for him, but he is apparently what he is and what people think about him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
This is Carl Lindabad, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR, Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour. Special time of the week when we go back over the top technology stories of the week. Top 5 items. According to the research done by Victoria Keevan, we start at number 5, moving our way to number 1. The Justice Department has updated their drone policy. To what effect or impact, Victoria?
Well, the new policy is actually an update from the 2015 policy guidance, and so it has a lot of the same language and regulations. There are a few key additions, though, addressing concerns about cybersecurity and privacy, which is a big deal. The new version of the policy indicates that the Department of Justice will be coordinating with the FAA around access to airspace, including working on a plan for air traffic support, which is important. The new policy also has, essentially, they've grounded all 800 of the drones right now because so many of the parts were made in China. And until they can fully do an investigation to see if there's any spying tech inside those drones that were made in China, that's really what this is about. And so the Interior Department has 800 drones, and those are used for, they fight forest fires, they examine damage to land, they monitor the dams and bridges around the country, they observe endangered species to do head counts and things like that. And so obviously, if you have, especially with infrastructure, with dams and roads and bridges, if you've got any information that might be sensitive, obviously we don't want the Chinese government knowing about that. And so they are concerned about China stealing trade secrets as well. And so that's why they've grounded those drones until they can figure it out further.
Number four. The first cell phone detection cameras.
This is probably going to be heading to us pretty soon. So in Australia, in the district that's called New South Wales, they've rolled out high-definition cameras that are designed to catch drivers using cell phones behind the wheel. Now, you can be on the phone, which is similar to the law here, if you're using a Bluetooth speaker or a Bluetooth, like, earpiece. But this is actually catching people texting and driving, and it's big fines, over several hundred dollars, $450. If you're in a school zone, penalty points on your license, things like that. They said that they've already caught more than 100,000 drivers illegally using a phone at the wheel. And they also say that the road fatalities are, they want to cut it by 30% in 2021 because that is such a huge cause of road fatalities, as it is here in the States. And I'm sure that's going to be something that we'll be seeing soon. We already have red light cameras. Why not have, cell phone detection cameras, too?
There you go. Number three, here's an update on the FBI's smart TV warning. This is something that's been around now for a couple of weeks. Very important. Listen to this.
Yeah, this is important, and the originally their warning really fell on deaf ears. It was confusing and essentially made people feel like they needed to throw out their smart TV. It's totally not that. Essentially, what they're letting you know is, if you have a smart TV, that means it's hooked up to the internet, you have to make sure that you keep your software on the TV up to date. Most people hang a TV on the wall and they never do a software update. There are lots of security measures that are included in those updates. It's really important to make sure that you always keep your software up to date. And again, I tell this to everybody of all ages. If you are older and maybe your grandkids or your kids got you the TV and you're not really sure, just ask someone for help and make sure that you have everything up to date, because so many people don't do that. And that's where your data can be stolen, sold to China. We already know that Vizio is openly doing that. They're spying on you and they're selling your stuff. Now, if you have a camera on your TV, which a lot of new ones do, and you're not using it for gaming, you may want to put a little piece of tape over that so people can't hack into your TV, and literally they could film you from the other side of the camera. So if it's in your bedroom, you want to keep some privacy, so just put a little piece of tape, just like you would on your laptop.
Number two.
Yeah, Instagram wants new users to put their birth dates in when they're making a new account. And the reason for this is because they're really going after kids. Users have to be 13 or older to join Instagram. And so they're requiring now that kids put in their birth dates because they want to make sure that they're not seeing anything that's not age appropriate. So right now, Instagram has been really ridiculed for allowing kids to basically see all kinds of content, and it can be liquor ads, tobacco ads, whatever it is. And so Instagram's making the first step into trying to crack down on that.
All right, number one, this is something.
No, this was definitely the most talked about story of the week, for sure. Peloton.
Yeah,
Peloton, which of course is the at-home stationary bike that is connected to a live class for spin class. This new holiday ad has gotten a lot of people really buzzing in a negative way for being sexist and classist. And so it's taken a big hit on Peloton's stock. They lost $942 million in a single day. So marketing is important.
Sure is. All right, there they are, the top five items this week from the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria for being here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Meanwhile, a U.S. official says the gunman had apparently gone on Twitter shortly before the shooting to blast U.S. support of Israel and accuse America of being anti-Muslim. New Zealand officials are reporting a volcano erupted off the coast on White Island, some 30 miles from the Bay of Plenty. Volcano went up in the mid-afternoon Monday. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said there were about 100 people in the area at the time. Rescue operations underway to try to find some of the people still unaccounted for. Injuries have been reported. Officials say just before the eruption, a number of people were seen inside the crater. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices fell a penny per gallon over the past 2 weeks, $2.65 on average for a gallon of regular.
We're probably not going to see further declines anytime soon. In fact, there might be very small changes in the national pump price in the near future.
Lundberg says the price, though, was still 14 cents more than we're paying during the holidays last year. Highest found in San Diego, $3.74, the lowest in Tulsa, $2.14. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says his government rejects Democratic lawmakers' plan to allow U.S. inspectors to check Mexican factories for labor law compliance.
Mexico wants the U.S. Congress to approve a new North American trade accord before U.S. elections next year complicate the picture. Democrats are concerned Mexico's unrepresentative unions have led to low wages that drain manufacturing jobs from the U.S. Lopez Obrador noted Mexico had passed reforms requiring free and fair union elections in its factories and approved a budget for monitoring. He says some Democrats continue raising concerns about implementation and compliance and requested inspectors. Jeremy House reporting.
President Trump says Israel has never had a better friend in the White House than him. On Saturday, the president addressed an annual summit by the Israeli-American Council in Hollywood, Florida. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee has made their semifinal picks.
LSU leapfrogs Ohio State for the number one seed in the final College Football Playoff rankings. The Tigers won the SEC championship convincingly, while the Buckeyes struggled to overcome Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship. The Peach Bowl semifinal will feature LSU and number four Oklahoma, which needed overtime to win the Big 12 championship. The Sooners took the number four spot from Georgia, which fell in the SEC championship. The Fiesta Bowl semifinal pits number two Ohio State, the 2015 champion, against number three Clemson, the reigning champ, which is vying for its third title in 4 years. The semifinals take place December 28th. I'm Denny Kapp.
Sunday Night Football from Los Angeles right now. The Rams lead the Seattle Seahawks 28-12 with about 4 minutes left in the game. Monday Night Football has the New York Giants with Eli Manning over center. They'll play at the Philadelphia Eagles. More at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr emphasized the religious foundation of our nation. He said religious liberty is the scaffolding of a free government. Well, Mr. Barr is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own views, but seek to silence the religious voice.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Bakker's Magazine. Talented because he's a writer, he's a spokesperson, he lends his credibility to lots of efforts. There's an event going on in Washington next week, which maybe we can talk about a little bit as we move through the charts. For the week of December the 2nd to the 6th, all the work done by the staff at Talkers Magazine, you can find these lists every week posted at talkers.com. Top 10 stories of the week. Featured on News Talk Radio Conversations, on stations with programs all around the country, and people as well. The top 10, actually, the list expands. The top 10 people amount to about 30, I think, this week on the list. So let's go through it, Michael, so we can get our conversations started, wrapped around these various issues.
Yeah, definitely, and a happy first week of December to you. Can you believe this survey looks back at the first week of December 2019? Mm-hmm. It won't be long before we're in the second decade, the third decade.
Third decade of the millennia. Yeah.
Gee, what is... All right, here we go. The stories.
Well, we'll be saying this when you and I are doing this program in 2093.
That's right.
Wow, look at all the things that we've
seen over the course of the last 100 years.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, to the next millennial show. I've been saving all this stuff. Actually, these times will be looked back upon with great interest by historians. We live in interesting times indeed. At number 10, the holidays and the economy. At number 9, immigration reform and health care reform. At number 8, the George Zimmerman lawsuit, race relations and gun control.
Who thought that went away? George Zimmerman.
Wow.
Hello.
Was it
10 years ago? How long ago was that? When
it's about 8 years. It's about Martin. 8 years ago. It ties into that, stand your ground law, which is very controversial. At number 7, winter weather and climate change. At number 6, the Prince Andrew scandal that's rocking the royal family. At number 5, North Korea, Christmas threat, and U.S. foreign wars. At number 4, U.S.-China relations. At number 3, the NATO summit, and Trump visits the Queen, not to be confused with the Prince Andrew scandal, although they do overlap and are related.
Well, and number Princess 2, Anne saying, I don't want to meet him.
And the truth is, as it turned out, with due respect to our colleague Victoria Jones, as it turned out, it never happened. Princess Anne, she didn't diss the president, she was dissing herself. It was a total example of people reading into a video what they wanted to.
Yep.
It looked like the Queen said, come over here and meet the president, and Anne said, no way. It was the opposite. The Queen was motioning to something that had nothing to do with her, and she was like looking like, I'm over here, I'm not in the party, I don't want to, who am I? She was humble. Completely different. People see what they want in 2019.
Yep. They hear what they want.
Viral.
Yeah, anything to slam Trump. Anything. Anything to make him look bad. Yep. Let's take a shot.
I call it the Trump paradox. And I'll explain more.
Responsible as hell. Yeah.
Let's go further. At number 2, the 2020 presidential election. At number 1, the impeachment hearings, obviously. You want to go through that big list of people?
I'm all ears, man. How you do this?
The phone book of current events.
At number,
we still can't squeeze them all in, and they all arguably are in the top 10. It's definitely a sloppy business.
Maybe we should have 10 A, B, and C.
Yeah, I know.
A, B, C, D.
Well, how do you talk about George Zimmerman without talking about Trayvon Martin? So they're at number 10. And we have Melania Trump at 9, and Pamela Carlin, the academician who made some remarks about Barron Trump. And the only reason I didn't put Barron Trump on that list at number 9 is because we're talking about why we're protecting the 13-year-old's privacy. But we're talking about it. It's sloppy stuff. Look at this motley crew. Number 8, Boris Johnson, Justin Trudeau, Emmanuel Macron, and Angela Merkel. They're at number 8. They're all there. It is number 8. Here's one for you. Here's an unlikely trio. Number 7, Queen Elizabeth II, Prince Andrew, and Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
At number 6.
Newsflash, Epstein's still dead.
Yep, indeed. Mm-hmm. At number 6, although who would believe, nothing would surprise me anymore. Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo, and Devon Nunes. Number 6. Number 5, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders.
He's got to be coming of age because, Bernie hasn't taken shots at him, but Elizabeth Warren, I think what my analogy was, as she's looking at him as he's on his way up and she's on her way down. And she's trying with desperation to become relevant. She's always been desperate, and she and Kamala Harris both belong in the same kit and caboodle as far as...
I believe Elizabeth Warren is going to wind up really fading as this thing goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my own opinion. I may be wrong. And I told you early on about Pete Buttigieg, that I thought he was somebody to watch.
Yeah, and I think in many ways. But the problem with him is the South and the feeling about having a gay guy. It modifies as we go on in time. We weren't going to have a black guy president. Hello. We weren't going to have a Jewish guy running for vice president, never mind for president. Hello. And we weren't going to have a Catholic as president because the Pope was going to run the country. Hello. All those things have gone by the wayside. And I think the gay, quote-unquote, problem that politicians may face in the South will go away as well. It just is a process of our maturation, right?
There were times when they said a divorcee or a divorced person couldn't be president, and that has long been. Right. And
or a guy who sleeps with prostitutes couldn't be president. Who would have thunk it?
Or a guy has funny hair.
Right. Or all of those things.
Or, all right. Or a guy who is obnoxious but effective.
Yes, right.
At number four, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Rudy Giuliani. That's an interesting gang. Right. And then at number three, we have Kamala Harris and Michael Bloomberg. At number two, we have Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Jerry Nadler. And at number one, all by himself, nobody else on that number one peer, Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Did I go through the Bloomberg stuff with you? I've done it a couple of times on the air, why I think he has a real shot. Did I?
Well, you and I even made bets about it, and I told you you're wrong.
I don't think this guy, because of the way he has been able to, the algorithm in the Bloomberg, by the way, is the tool that's used by financial entities, political entities. Pretty much, if you want to see into the future, what's going to work and what isn't. He built it around the need on Wall Street to have accurate postings and understandings of where stocks were going to go, and that's why it became so popular. It's very expensive to have. He's made a lot of money with it. He's very smart. I don't think he would have moved had he not done his research using his own devices to see where he would fall in all of this. I think that's why.
But you underestimate the power of the human ego.
Well, I think ego-wise, he could have run before, and he chose not to. Why didn't he run in 2016? Still got the same ego.
Back to your point, the moon and the stars weren't lined up properly, so now he thinks they are.
Yeah, right.
I know that you think that Michael Bloomberg will be a viable candidate and might go all the way, might go all the way to the nomination and might go all the way to the presidency. My opinion is he will not go even a tenth of the way.
Do we have this conversation in our in the setting that we are going to be in Tuesday in Washington?
I don't think so. I don't. We can. I mean, for those listening, what the heck is he talking about? Doug and I are going to be participating in the second Talkers U.S.-China Relations Forum, and we're going to be doing it in Washington on Tuesday, December 10th in the morning. We'll report back to you folks on it, and it'll be also a video of it. It'll be available, and we'll let you know how to see it. But, you know, we might bring up that, but it's going to be a pretty serious discussion about U.S. and China, although it would be a very different thing, wouldn't it be? If Trump is president after, you make a good point here. Yeah, we will be talking about it, because if Trump is president after 2020, it's going to be a whole different set of circumstances in terms of our relationship with China than if Bloomberg is. Bloomberg is the exact opposite of Trump on China.
See, I knew there was something to my thinking, and now I just had to get you to come around.
I eventually come around to your wisdom, oh, great
Yoda.
Oh,
yes, exactly. Right. Hello. By the way, speaking of Yoda, did you see those really nasty-looking dolls? People have been making fun of me all week. I've been talking about those Yoda dolls that are around now. I think they're creepy-looking.
I've heard of them. I have not seen them. I heard that somebody got in trouble for making fun of Baby Yoda, the dolls of Baby Yoda.
Yeah, that's me. You heard that from probably somebody else who thinks that I'm crazy. I love Yoda. Yoda, I have a big poster of Yoda in my studio. I've always thought that Yoda was really the cat's meow.
Well, Yoda's a hero, isn't he?
His very ears wiggle, so.
But he's very smart. And he talks backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Backwards he talks.
Backwards he talks, yes.
Right, backwards he talks.
Yeah, backwards.
He's supposed to be like the embodiment of wisdom. He represents all that's good about the
Force.
These
dolls that they've come out with prior to the Star Wars movie coming out in a week or two, and they creep me out looking at them. But if you talk,
are they different? I haven't seen them, so to tell me, are they different than the original Yoda as an adult?
Well, make him look like a kid. The big ears and stuff, but the eyes are, I don't know, it just seems weird. That's all. But everybody, I'm in the minority, apparently. If Kara Schillen, who produces this program, also produces the DJV show, if she came on, she'd tell you that all the rest of the people on the program with me think that I've lost it. But I just think that they're creepy. Creepy.
Wow. What you're saying is insulting to little ugly gnomes.
Yes, it is.
I will come on and I will tell him how weird you are. It's a baby Yoda from the show Mandalorian that just came out. That's the prequel to Star Wars, so it's a baby Yoda.
Mandalorian, isn't that an instrument they play on
the
gondolas?
Mandolin.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
I can't even begin to have enough bandwidth in my brain to take on all of this new Star Wars stuff.
Oh, yeah. Time for a show. An idea for those of you who are wondering, what can I give the person who has everything for Christmas? And I am going to suggest you go to the MyPillow catalog, find the pillows, find the new towels that they have there, mattresses, you name it. When it comes to sleepwear or things that you need to have to be comfortable in your personal life, it is MyPillow that comes to the rescue every single time. Check them out. Go to MyPillow.com and then go to the Radio Listener Specials tab. Get 30% off these towels, all kinds of other discounts, up to 66% on the other things in the MyPillow catalog. Use the code DJV for the great radio specials. That's DJV at MyPillow.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Talk Radio Countdown. It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available, and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael's got his Red Sox on. We're all set for the season. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The Zimmerman lawsuit, this thing and the ramifications. You know, I thought that maybe it came back to the surface because that Richard Jewell movie is coming out that Clint Eastwood has directed and produced. And there were a lot of similarities in what happened, although Zimmerman was kind of guilty and apparently Jewell not guilty. But do you think that's part of it? I mean, why now all of a sudden are we coming back to Zimmerman? Have we filed a lawsuit? Okay, so then where does it go from here? Why now? Some lawyer get a hold of him and say, okay.
The lawyer is Larry Klayman, the head of...
Oh, my God, really?
Of Freedom Watch, who is proudly litigious and gets involved in many. He's sued the Clintons. He sues Democrats.
That's where he became well-known, was suing Clintons.
Yes. So he wears his litigious history as a badge of honor. And so my answer to your question is that when you said, did they find a lawyer, the lawyer in this case is as much a part of the story as the plaintiff.
Uh-huh. Well, damn lawyers.
I don't want to say anymore because I don't feel like being sued.
No, I understand. Right, exactly.
You know, it's certainly interesting.
Yep. The winter weather situation, number seven, we continue to focus on climate change and that sort of thing. I don't know if you noticed, you live about 80 miles from me west in Massachusetts. There was a line that was drawn on, there's an interstate that goes north-south of Massachusetts, the 495, and supposedly west of that and north of the Mass Pike, they were going to get all the snow, and south of it and east of it, we weren't going to get a lot of snow, and 18 inches later, we were supposed to get 2 inches, and we got 18 inches.
That's right, which proves they built the Mass Pike in the wrong place.
Yes! Damn it! They did. That's right, exactly.
We have to conform to our wishes as opposed to reality. Now, right. We've had this past IM in the Northeast at the coordinates you mentioned, and we had about a foot and a half of snow. We had two blasts. We had snow one day, cleaned up the driveways, the cars, all that stuff that goes with it, and then, boom, another night of snowfall, even worse than the day before. And, boy, that first snowfall in either November or December, for those of you listening around the country here in the Northeast, man, is that a dose of reality. You know, you have this feeling, maybe it'll be warm for a while and the autumn will continue, and then all of a sudden, boom, the snow comes in and the entire scenario changes for the next 4 or 5 months. True?
Yeah, well, it's not going to melt away, although it's supposed to be in the 50s here next week, but there's too much of it. But it put an end to any work that was being done by farmers. That sort of, you know, it put an end to a lot of things. Whenever you have the first snow or the first big freeze, it puts an end. It puts a punctuation mark,
absolutely,
if you will,
that's
in activities. Yeah,
I've lived through winters in New England where from November until April we did not see the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There was always snow covering the ground for the entire time.
Maybe that's
the case.
It's
not officially winter yet. It's not even officially winter.
Yeah, no, we still have a couple of weeks to go. And well, Christmas is right around the corner as well. Ooh. People want to have a white Christmas, so this is what happens though when it happens this much earlier than Christmas. It gets to be a brown or a black Christmas because all of the
schmutz on the ground.
Yeah, schmutz. I like that. Yeah. Schmutz is on the ground.
Schmutz.
Not snow. It's
schmutz.
Schmutz.
Schmutz. Schmutz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Schmutz.
Schmutz.
Yeah, do I have? How do I pronounce stripping? Did I pronounce
it? I don't say that. My tongue is not capable of such words.
Really? Okay. How about? I guess we have to pause now. Go down. We'll get the dictionary of Jewish sayings, and we'll work our way through that perhaps later on here, 28 after the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through the story, some of the anecdotal information that is available, the impeachment hearings, a lot of interesting twists on that, including Nancy Pelosi having a press conference announcing the timing, and then on the way out, you hate Donald Trump! So she turns around.
Don't mess with
back
me.
To the podium. Exactly. I'm a Catholic. I pray for him every day. I told him I pray for him every day. And I don't have hate in my... I don't either, by the way. I don't like that word. I never use it. I think it's a horrible four-letter word. But she kind of put the... She put the reporter right in his place. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, stupid question.
Hey, you hate Donald Trump!
What a
that's the state of the news media today, Michael.
Yeah, it is. But I think she said, "Don't mess with me."
She did say that.
Yeah,
right.
Or she said, "Don't mess with me."
Remember that song, "Don't Mess with Bill"?
That oh yeah, the Marvelettes. Bill.
Yeah. All right. Exactly. All right. Yeah. So, what else do you think people are talking about? You've done a couple of talk radio programs on your own this week. All about impeachment. What was the focus that you had when you were on the air?
Well, the focus, of course, is that I call it the Trump paradox. What it comes down to is, do we expect our leaders to be perfect? And let's back up a second. Do you hate Donald Trump? You know, we made fun of it and we're saying it's not a nice remark, but actually, if you look at it objectively, it really is indicative of the state of the situation. Donald Trump is an extremely obnoxious person who many people believe is an excellent president and so good a president that it's worth overlooking his personality traits that some find absolutely unbearable. Mm-hmm. So the people that find his obnoxious personality, which we all agree, even the Trump supporters say, well, there are things he does, you know, the things about Trump that people find obnoxious, the Democrats and a number of people in this country find it unbearable to have a president with his personality, and as a result, they want to do anything they possibly can to get rid of him, impeach him, find every possible little flaw, build it up in the press. People in the media hate him. People in the Democratic Party hate him. So that's one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is, if you look back at history, you really look at all the really great leaders of the world, or all the leaders, or all people. If you want to, you will find dirt on them. The founding fathers were a bunch of scoundrels. The Winston Churchill, who saved England from tyranny, was a scoundrel in many ways. So that's where the paradox comes in. Is it his personality that is causing what's called by the supporters Trump derangement syndrome, or is he really a bad guy? And this is a paradox that we're dealing with, and that's the basis of most of the conversation, to answer your question about what's happening. Yes, the impeachment is dominating the national conversation, and part of it is the presidential election, which ties into the impeachment. And then we get into all the rest, you know, Brexit and the royal family and, you know, U.S.-China relations and that crazy guy in North Korea and, you know, and on and on. That's the answer to your question.
I want you to take us inside, please. You're the expert when it comes to all of the different facets of talk and what the sound is like as it comes out of the speaker. It may be one host, it may be two hosts, it may be three people, it may be a lot of sound that comes from events. And I would like you to explain to the audience, please, how the talk radio folks get the sound, because we're obviously not everywhere, but there is audio that comes out of the speaker that is not the voice of the host. It often makes a point, but would you take us behind the scenes and tell us how the stations, the hosts gather this sound, and do they need permission to use it, or they just can
Wow, big question. Well, first of all, there are many different ways of getting sound. What Doug is referring to, folks, is when, you know, if we were surrounded by a bunch of producers, or this were more of a news show, while we were talking about Nancy Pelosi and the reporter, you would actually suddenly hear a clip on the air.
Right.
Yeah. Pulled up out of the ether, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you'd actually hear it, which in radio is called an actuality or a sound bite. And that's gotten through many of the wire services. Much of it is on YouTube, on the Internet. And if it is legitimate news, it falls under fair use in terms of intellectual property laws. It falls under fair use. If, however, it is part of some type of a unique creative entity, you can wind up with copyright infringement if you use something that way. And like all things in the law, there's a spectrum of degree of interpretation. So when you run a photo of something that you pull from the news, or you run a sound clip, you run the risk of somebody suing you. And
there's a guy who does that, by the way, who makes a lawyer makes a living going around suing various entities, whether it's their Facebook page or some social media page that some radio station may own, and they take something and they don't ask for permission because they don't really know that
right.
they have to. This guy finds them, and if you don't pay up, he'll sue you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like there's a company called Getty Images, and they own the rights to so many photos of celebrities and people. And, you know, yeah. you're innocent and ignorant, and you're not innocent, but you're ignorant, and you go, oh, I need a picture of Trump meeting with Angela Merkel. Let's put it on the website. And then all of a sudden you get a call or you get a letter saying that you owe them $1,000 or something.
Yeah.
You go, what? And usually they'll win. That's a tricky part of it, but I'm not sure what aspect of the sound that accompanies the live speakers you're talking about. I just answered the intellectual property aspect of it, but in terms of where do we get it, in today's internet world, a nimble producer working with a talk show host, if that's the job and the task at hand, can probably pull up within a few minutes from the internet, from YouTube, from people's websites, if you know where to go, any sound of any event within moments after it took place.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you use the term beauty, the beauty of the modern age of technology,
yeah.
the stuff we couldn't, when we were growing up as kids, when we were looking for sound, we had to really work at it, and we had to get permission to use it.
When we grew up in the business as kids, you couldn't even find a record. Do you know when Elvis Presley died in the late 70s, I don't remember the date, many of the top 40 and rock stations in the country were not playing him at that time. He was considered passé.
Right.
Of course, when he died, it was the king of rock and roll. There was a frenzy. They couldn't find an Elvis Presley record on the premises of some of the biggest pop music stations in the country, and they had to run out to record stores because they couldn't get it from the record company in time. How are you going to get it? You know, the messenger service would take a while, or the mail? Forget it. So you had all these radio people running to record stores to buy an Elvis Presley record to be able to do a news story or honor the king of rock and roll when he died. Things were so slow. The middleman ruled. Trucks and brick-and-mortar stores and plastic and vinyl and paper. We're not used to that anymore. Information travels at the speed of light, and information is, you know, it's ephemeral. It doesn't exist in a physical state. It's all icons on a computer screen. We're living in an amazing time, and it's only going to go more in that direction with every passing minute.
Isn't that amazing, huh?
Yeah.
But as you've said, many of the amazing times that we live in, and things are changing so fast because of the technology. And that's the thing we often get. It's sort of like the reference you made early on to the princess, the queen, the princess, the president, and whether or not he was being rebuffed by her, or because the pictures were instant. And you didn't see the whole picture, you didn't get the whole story, so you make this initial judgment. Yeah, she took a shot at Trump.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was just the opposite. You have to really, really stop and think about things before you jump to conclusions, because pictures lie. We're entering the era of deep fakes, and that is they can make anything look like anything. You can have somebody say something they never said. You can have somebody make a gesture they never made. With the computer technology that exists today, digital imaging, pictures lie. So, you know, we got the video evidence. Well, video evidence is going to be subject to experts determining whether it's accurate, and they will always have different points of view, as all experts on any subject do.
Experts lie, and liars are experts. A twist on that.
Expert liars.
The folks at Calitrin want you to know that as of this moment, they have an 86% success rate in helping people lose weight. The holidays are upon us. Now through Valentine's Day, you'll be tempted. You'll be eating. You'll be enjoying until you look at your waistline and think, whoa, I better do something about that. Well, how about you start with the premise that you don't have to gain the weight, but you can eat and enjoy yourself. So that's really what I'm saying about Calitrin. Put yourself on the defensive right now. Don't really, in essence, go on the offensive. Start the program now. Keep your weight where it is. And down the road, if you stay in the program for 4 to 6 months, you'll lose the weight and recharge your body's ability to make its own collagen protein, which is what you need to keep the weight off. You keep the weight off by developing little lean muscle, pushing the fat out. That's how this whole system works from Calitrin. Family-owned business, only all-natural, drug- and stimulant-free products make up Calitrin's successful formula. You lose the weight and you keep it off. That's it. You don't have to do a lot of stuff. Take 4 pills at nighttime, and when you go to bed, bingo, that's it. You won't have an upset stomach. You won't have any unhealthy stuff because there's no unhealthy products as part of it. Get better sleep and shed pounds with Calitrin. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for the special Christmas deal. Talkers Magazine every week prepares a list of 10 stories that seem to have captured the imagination in the majority of time on the air. And although this week, to be fair, there's about 30 people's names on it. Number 10, George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin tied for that position. Melania Trump at number 9. At number 8, the people who were in attendance at the NATO summit, Johnson, Trudeau, Macron, Merkel. Number 7, Queen Elizabeth. And the royal family, number 6, Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo. Number 5, various candidates for the Democratic nomination. At number 4, more candidates for the Democratic nomination. At number 3, more candidates for that position. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1, Donald Trump. Pelosi really accounted for herself, acquitted herself fairly well this week, I thought. So anyway, that's the overview, that's the list, that's the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the stories, first of all, so you have the official listing. We try to go through it a couple of times during each of the hours that we focus on News Talk Radio every week. But if I haven't gotten to them sufficiently, here's your list. At number 10, the holidays and what they mean to the U.S. economy. Number 9, immigration reforms. George Zimmerman and his lawsuit against the family of Trayvon Martin. Number 8, and number 7, the winter weather. Number 6, Prince Andrew and what he did or didn't do with Mr. Epstein. Number 5, the North Korean Christmas threat. We'll send you a present if you don't be good boy. It's nonsense, but anyway. Number 4, U.S.-China relations. Number 3, what happened this week at the NATO summit. Presidential election candidates, number 2, and the impeachment hearings, number 1 this week. The talkers salute to Michael every week. There is a different reason to respect what Michael does. He's got all kinds of ways, not only the magazine, but the podcast, the Michael Harrison podcast, mhinterview.com. And then there is the other work that he does with the wonk, and it's called, well, let's concentrate first on the interview with Sid Rosenberg. Tell us who Sid Rosenberg is.
Sid Rosenberg is a radio bad boy. Started as a sports talker, now he's a news talker, and he is the morning co-host at WABC. He's defeated most of his demons in terms of addiction, and he's a very, very talented, organic, authentic, and nice guy, fun to listen to. And I interview him on the Michael Harrison interview. It's mhinterview.com. Check it out, folks. I'd love to have you listen.
And then the other thing we can listen to, I made reference to the wonk, but that...
Yeah, it's called the Michael Harrison Rap. It's a week in review, similar to what we do here, but more wonky. We have more fun here. And it's more of a serious political show. And that's MHRAP, W-R-A-P, MHRAP.com. Check it out.
All right. Both those things, you can connect to Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, and find references to it as well. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Favorite, It's a Wonderful Life will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now continues with the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal beagle here on the Talk Radio Countdown. Do you ever, by the way, where'd that phrase ever come from? Legal beagle.
You know, I'm not,
beagle.
Really not sure, but it's been around for a long time.
Yeah. All right, we have a couple of very...
My dog resents it.
And,
he says, stop comparing me to a lawyer.
All right, number eight this week on our story list on the Talk Radio Review or Talk Radio Countdown, Mr. George Zimmerman has filed a lawsuit against the family of the guy he killed. So how does this shake out in any reasonable way?
Yeah, I know when you look at the headlines on this one, you say, am I reading The Onion? Is this crazy or what? So Zimmerman, you know, I think we all pretty much remember he was the rent-a-cop patrolling a gated community. And he sees Trayvon Martin, who's a walking young black boy with a hoodie and just some, I think he had some Twizzlers and a soft drink. A confrontation happens between them. As a result of the confrontation, Zimmerman shoots and kills the unarmed Trayvon Martin. You know, there are a lot of issues here, but the fact that Zimmerman was put on trial for manslaughter seems fairly legitimate. Zimmerman was also, he phoned in before he went to see, to confront Martin, and was told by his superiors not to. So bottom line is, he is acquitted. Florida also has a stand your ground law, and it could have been an issue of self-defense. And remember, when George Zimmerman's found not guilty, it doesn't mean he's innocent. It means he just wasn't proven guilty of manslaughter beyond a reasonable doubt. So now there's a new book coming out called Open Season, Legalized Genocide of Colored People. And it's written by a guy named Ben Crump, who was the lawyer for the family of Trayvon Martin. So Zimmerman is saying he is defamed in there, and he's suing the family of Martin, who are probably quoted in the book, as well as Crump and others. It is hard to believe that he's going to achieve anything other than get a lot of publicity for Crump's book and probably sell more.
Right.
I just can't see any basis for this, for defamation.
Here's the story of a Georgia college student who actually won a law case like that, or a legal case, $145,000. She was disciplined for taking a knee during the national anthem when she was a cheerleader at Kennesaw State University. So does this say outwardly that you can't crack down on people who are expressing themselves? Is that what this really is about?
You know, it's indifferent. We gotta split hairs with the law. So here's one thing: if you're a player for the Dallas Cowboys or something, the Dallas Cowboys are a private entity. They do not have to respect your First Amendment rights. You can, when you work for a company, a private company, they can limit your First Amendment rights and expression. If it is the state, the government, the federal government, in those instances, then you do have certain rights of under the First Amendment. And so in that instance, you're talking about a state university. And so, indeed, this person did have rights under the law. I often tell my media law students, if I'm an employee of the University of Massachusetts, I could say just about anything in class, but I'm an employee of Bentley University. So as a private university, if they want to limit what I can say, they have the right to do so.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. All right. A quick review of the 16-year-old who died under Border Patrol care. Does the United States end up getting sued even though this person was illegal, not really a citizen? Can the family sue the government and get something out of the Border Patrol's lack of taking care of him?
Yeah, they can, because it's the same thing as even taking it to someone who is in prison. There is an, you're in prison because you committed a crime, but they have control over you, and there is an obligation to meet minimum standards. And frankly, from what I'm initially seeing in this case, the minimum standards weren't met.
Right, I didn't pay any attention to him at all. The other
hours
quick one,
he's on the floor.
The photo of the 30 employees at West Virginia's Department of Military Affairs with a Nazi salute. What do they do with those guys?
Send them to Germany.
My God, these people are so stupid. Amazing. All right, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Corey, on ABC's This Week Sunday, Congressman Matt Gaetz, a minority member of Nadler's committee, said he doesn't believe the president was asking Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden during a phone conversation with Ukraine's president.
I think the president was acting on a sincere, longly held view and skepticism of foreign aid. I think he was acting on concern about Ukraine being the third most corrupt country in the world. And I think he was also reflecting specific concern about this Biden connection to Burisma.
Gaetz says this attempt by House Democrats to impeach the president is strictly partisan. Meanwhile, the president was in Hollywood, Florida, Saturday night to address an annual summit by the Israeli-American Council. He recounted his record on issues of importance to Jews, but he also claimed there are some Jewish people in America who don't love Israel enough.
We have to get the people of our country, of this country, to love Israel more. I have to tell you that. We have to do it. We have to get them to love Israel more because you have people that are Jewish people that are great people. They don't love Israel enough.
The president told the crowd Israel has never had a better friend in the White House than him. A volcano erupted Monday afternoon on a small New Zealand island frequented by tourists, and a number of people are missing, injured after the eruption. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said about 100 tourists were on or near White Island when it erupted. Some are unaccounted for, a number of people reportedly injured. And Malaysia has begun a vaccination campaign in a rural town on Borneo Island after a three-month-old boy was confirmed to have polio in the country's first case of the highly infectious virus in 27 years. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Mastering Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
United Airlines will replace some of its older Boeing airplanes with 50 new Airbus jets starting in 2024.
Chicago-based United has announced that it placed an order for Airbus A321 XLR jets, a long-range version of the European company's single-aisle A321neo. They will eventually replace United's 53 Boeing 757-200s. The decision is a setback for Boeing, which is also based in Chicago and is reeling from the grounding of its 737 MAX jets after two deadly crashes.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. United Chief Commercial Officer Andrew Nocella says the MAX doesn't have the range of the A321 XLR, and Boeing hasn't decided whether to build a new midsize plane. He says United will use the Airbus jets mostly between the East Coast and Europe. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Social media companies are failing to stop manipulated activity.
That's according to a report Friday by NATO-affiliated researchers who said they were easily able to buy tens of thousands of likes, comments, and views on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Most of the phony accounts and the activity they engaged in remained online weeks later, even after researchers at the NATO Strategic Command Center of Excellence flagged them as fake. The center, an independent group based in Latvia that advises the military alliance, said the findings contrast with statements from tech companies that say they've been working harder on stamping out manipulation. Keith Peters reporting.
College football playoff semifinals have been picked. Number 1 seed LSU is paired with number 4 Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl December 28th, the same day that number 2 Ohio State plays number 3 Clemson in the Fiesta Bowl. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for us now to get into our weekly review of the hot hits in the News Talk Radio world with our panel of experts that varies from time to time. The two stalwarts that are here most of the time, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Thanks to him for the time and effort that he puts into this. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Thanks again to her as well. Jennifer Horn is going to say, what, am I chopped liver? I can hear that. Jennifer is from the DJV program and also does the morning answer in Los Angeles. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. I always, every once in a while, I trip up on that, John. The Space Coast, the Gold Coast, they're almost one and the same, or at least some would say that they are. So, all right, we have all of our people here to go through some of the, we'll try to, I always try, at good intentions, to get through all the top 10 stories and the people. If I just do the list, it seems before I get very far down the list, we want to jump in. Although, you know, with this list here this week, number 10, all about the holidays and how much money we're spending, which is outrageous, it would seem. Immigration. You know, if you heard, this would be something all of you might talk about in your various incarnations, that there are, what was it, the number, Jennifer, we came up with when we were talking about it earlier in the week, 16% of the people who use, what do I have going on in my ear
What's
here?
What's that?
I don't know.
Sounds like someone's being attacked
by a
wild
noise.
Could be.
No, that's Cupcake.
Cupcake, oh good. Thank you, Cupcake. Very nice to meet you. Thank you, Cupcake. Anyway, the...
Bring your dog to work day.
Yes. The business about how much we're spending, and then couple that with what is the debt left over from last year, 16% of people are still, who charge things for last Christmas, still paying off the debt. Yeah. And now they're adding more to it. So... It's
the American way. Leave them alone.
What are we buying that was so expensive last year that we're paying it off?
Well, I don't know.
Think about what's in vogue. I mean, what do kids want now? They don't want board games. They don't want Barbies even anymore. They want iPads. They want laptops. They want cell phones.
Oh, it's the kiddie winkies that we're paying off.
Has anybody said no lately?
Everything popular costs a lot of money. You know, nobody's just happy with the doll.
No. I am.
Good, that's what I got you for Christmas. So, winning.
Thank you very much.
Winning.
Winning. Immigration reform is number 9 on the list. I don't see... There was something, though, that came out this week about Trump and whether or not they were going to get funding from some private source. I've forgotten... Can you do that? This sort of ties in with what we do, what our campaigns do with the extra money that's left over. That's another thing. We get to the presidential election. I want to talk about what you all know regarding where the money goes that's left over. For example, oh, I might as well talk about it now a little bit. Kamala Harris is out, but yet she has $10 million left of the $37 million that were raised for her presidential election hopes. So what does she do with the $10 million? What can you do with the $10 million? Anybody?
Well, Doug, as I understand, a couple of things she can do. She can fund other campaigns and such like that. She could start a nonprofit and then try to work the system where she or someone she knows and likes gets paid from that nonprofit from the $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Can she also fund her for the kids? I didn't say that.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say that because it's not true. You cannot do that.
No, but can't you also fund the future?
Creative ways you can find to do anything with it if you want to.
If she announces she's going to run again for Senate, she can fund herself again with that money. Can't she keep it in her campaign bank account?
Yeah, that money.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a guy in New York who was in his 90s. He died. He had a few million dollars in the account, and he didn't have to do anything with it because, well, he said, I might run again. So, Jen, you're absolutely right. It has happened.
Well, I told you the story about the guy who was a congressman from Northwest Ohio, where I went to school. He and I were friends, actually. He passed away while he was still serving in Congress. He had $6 million in his campaign war chest and went to his wife.
Yeah.
So,
there you go.
She did what she wanted to do with it. That's
a reason to marry a politician.
Bought electronics for the kids.
Marry an old Paul.
Right, exactly. Aww. All right, number 8 is the Zimmerman lawsuit. Who knows anything about that?
Yeah, this and Doug, down here in Florida. A lot of people down here are talking about this again. Zimmerman back in the news this week, and a lot of people feel that he's got every right to go after the families for what he went
John, this is 10 years ago, isn't it? How long ago was this?
It wasn't 10 years ago. This was about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One wonders if this is coming out because of the release of the movie that Clint Eastwood has produced that was the sort of same general thing, right? The Richard Jewell movie, he was...
Yeah. Yeah,
isn't that kind of a similar story?
Well, exactly. The guy who supposedly set off the bomb in the Atlanta Olympics, and a lot of people feel that Zimmerman has every right to go after the families for what they did to him.
Mm-hmm. And they did what exactly? Zimmerman did actually kill Trayvon Martin. I mean, Richard Jewell did not set off a bomb.
It was that's correct, Victoria. But it was the stand your ground ruling that Zimmerman got off on. Never got charged with murder officially, and as a result, a lot of people feel his life was ruined. And therefore he's going after the families.
He didn't have a life to begin with. How can you ruin?
He's done a fair amount to continue ruining his own life, both before and afterwards.
He's a boob. But I think that Richard Jewell movie will be very interesting, and there's already Oscar buzz around it. Yet another Clint Eastwood. This guy at 87 years old is still cranking.
He's
pretty amazing.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Knows how to do it. All right, let's see. Where
love
are we?
His westerns.
Yeah, well, they've been all over the place on cable this week. All kinds of stuff. Clint Eastwood, even the old Dirty Harry movies have been dusted off.
Great Dirty
again.
Harry movies.
Yeah. Winter weather is number 7. Who has suffered here? Harper, you don't have any standing. You didn't suffer at all this
Not
week.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Okay. So you can take a rest. Jennifer,
well,
you had a lot of rain in California.
You can go now.
Hold on a second.
We did have a lot of rain in California. Yeah, it was actually cold. The snow on Thanksgiving weekend actually took away power from, I think, 10,000 people in Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead. So
right,
in California,
you
we can't win.
Shut the power off up there.
Yeah, it's no fire, no rain. It's just everything. No snow. Yeah. The power just goes off.
But, yeah, right.
That's awful.
It's really.
I heard there was a dairy farmer somewhere in Massachusetts who had to crank up his Case tractor and remove a whole bunch of snow he did not expect. Did you hear anything about that, Doug?
Massey Ferguson tractor, please. Let's get it right.
Oh, Massey Ferguson.
Talk about tractors.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was a John Deere.
Knowledge there, Doug.
No, John Deere. We don't like green tractors here, John. Green tractors?
Okay.
No. Got to have red tractors. What Jensen's referring to is the amount of snow that I had here in... I didn't have it. Everybody in New England had it. We were supposed to get... It's very interesting how often the snow lines go with the highways. I don't know if you've noticed that in other areas where there is weather. The weather north of the Mass Pike is different than the weather south of the Mass Pike. And the weather east of the 495 is different than the weather west of 495.
Yes.
And that was the whole thing this week. In my community of Framingham, the prediction was we'd get 2 inches of snow. Well, 18 inches later, the line moved about 10 miles because the next town over didn't get only a couple of inches, which is what we were supposed to get, but it stopped here. So the weather people were pretty accurate as to, you know, they were off by about 10 miles. But I think it really is kind of interesting to see how as many people complain about the weather forecast. It's pretty accurate now, but there's so much attention given to it. And these characters that work for the Weather Channel and AccuWeather who go out in the middle of the storms and they either get blown away by the hurricanes, they freeze their butts off standing in these snowstorms. Are people really intrigued by that? Do people actually watch that stuff?
Oh, God, yeah, they watch it. They watch it. Well, I think it's fascinating.
So let's talk about number one for a minute while you're still here.
Sure.
The impeachment hearings and Nancy Pelosi telling everybody that she's a good Catholic and she doesn't hate Trump.
This was an altercation that she had with James Rosen, who used to work for Fox News. He was actually the guy who was monitored by the Obama administration.
Ms. Pelosi, do you hate Trump?
Yeah, if you remember that scandal from a few years back, and now he works for Sinclair Broadcasting. And it really wasn't, I don't think it was really, I mean, it was a pointed direct question, but I don't think it was like an accusation. because Doug Collins this week, who's a ranking member on the judiciary, said, well, this is a vendetta from Democrats against President Trump because they don't like him. They hate him. And so James Rosen says, hey, Pelosi, do you hate the president? And she spun around real fast. She was on her way off the off the stage already. She spun around real fast and gave him the what for and said, I don't hate anybody, and this is, I pray for the president every single day. Now, I don't know if I believe all of that, but she did take him to task pretty well for about 2 minutes, I think, she spent on him.
Really?
But this is, Pelosi is a Catholic, and she's told the president in phone calls that she prays for him, and it's a grievous sin to hate as a Catholic. I'm not a
That's
Catholic.
It's a horrible emotion, no matter whether you're Catholic or not. Hate
you know,
is
so,
horrible.
But you understand why he asked the question. He asked the question because that was the contention of Republicans, that this is a personal vendetta against the president. And she, but she really, like, she made it seem like it was an accusation more than a question.
Mm-hmm. Well, at any rate, it was very interesting to see the response, I thought, was very telling. And it was pretty appropriate, actually. Some of these news media jerks are really, they really, really have to get, whether they starch their shorts or not, I'm not sure, but it really is pretty outrageous, some of the things that they ask. And it isn't, they're not trying to probe, they're just trying to make noise so that they can be heard, much as anything else. Jennifer Horn, John Harper, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, time to continue our conversation about the stories, the hot hits from the News Talk Radio world. We do this every week for an hour with distinguished talk radio hosts like Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. John Harper is here from WMEL in Washington. We moved you up the coast about 1,000 miles, John, from the Space Coast of Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. I actually think that we should let Victoria and Rick go for a little bit. They were just having a conversation. I think that's good talk radio. So why don't you just go back to having your argument about the pluses and minuses of hate talk.
Well, what I was saying is that I think we did learn some things from the Gerald Nadler House Judiciary impeachment hearing.
I think I started this by saying off air that he was a boob and some other things.
Yeah.
Right? And that sort
but,
of started.
But we did learn some things. I mean, there are some people, Republicans and Democrats, who can maintain their dignity and credibility. They may not like Trump. You have, for example, Jonathan Turley, who voted for Hillary and confirms Trump's actions do not qualify for impeachment, but they are despicable. And then you have somebody who I believe is highly educated, accomplished, highly touted by others who are experts in the Constitution, and still be angry and partisan and just mean. And that I was talking about Pamela Carlin in that that sense. And Victoria, you disagree?
I disagree. There were three constitutional experts who said that Trump's actions did rise to the level of impeachment, one who said they didn't. I think the Democrats made a mistake and they should have given the Republicans two constitutional experts and they should have had two constitutional experts. It should have been a two and two. But no, I don't think she was angry. I think she was making her points. But, you know, women aren't allowed to have particular demeanors, particular means, particular affects in our society, and so there you go. However, I think that the Barron Trump controversy manufactured controversy.
Manufactured how? Which part of it is
manufactured? Because there is... this may be because I originally come from a different culture in which... using words as analogies is not seen as an attack. I think it is wrong, and I was a White House correspondent for nearly 14 years, and I've been under Republican and Democratic presidents, and I think that the children are off limits, and yes. I've seen children of presidents attacked, and I've seen Barron Trump attacked by a Daily Caller reporter. So, you know, I've seen this boy attacked.
I understand, I understand where you're coming from.
No, you haven't heard me finish. You haven't heard me finish making my point, except off the air. Using an analogy of saying that the name Barron does not make you a Barron is not an attack on the boy. It's using an analogy to continue the analogy that being a president doesn't make you a king. That in no way is saying that Barron Trump looks terrible in those trousers, or that Barron Trump shouldn't be smoking pot, or that anything else appalling, that or that Barron Trump looked weird in that expression. These are things that nobody should be saying about Barron Trump or following Barron Trump to school. Barron Trump goes to school 2 miles from me. Nobody should be doing any of these things. To use an analogy about his name, this is childish to attack grammar.
Plus the fact they didn't know how to spell it, because one of them is spelled with two R's and the other one is spelled with one R.
It's childish.
But it is childish to look. He's a 13-year-old kid. You don't play with the kids when it comes to politics like that. You don't drag them into it. And it was just a mean and nasty thing to do.
Is he smoking pot at 13? Is he not? You just use that as an example. Or
I said, this is grammar. This is not about the boy. This is about grammar.
Yeah, but I wondered whether he was smoking pot. That was the question. 28 past the hour. Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gives your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy three at the regular price and get three without paying. Check it all out, Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr emphasized the religious foundation of our nation. He said religious liberty is the scaffolding of a free government. Well, Mr. Barr is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own views, but seek to silence the religious voice.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL in Florida, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware. Do you guys want to finish? The people are on the edge of their seats listening to this conversation between Victoria and Rick Jensen about some of the nuances of what is, it sounds like the truth versus fiction. I don't really know how to characterize the conversation that the two of you are having. John, you want to take a stab at it? What do you want to characterize? What
I'm going to take a longbow to him, and that is the only way to resolve this.
Really?
Agreed. Yeah, we're not going to agree. She does not believe that Professor Carlin was attacking Barron Trump, the 13-year-old kid, and I do believe it. I do think it's one of these things that that people are not agree upon. I mean, take a look what's going on constitutionally.
Let me throw this into this. The history, the modern history of this disgraceful entity we call, what is it, the Fifth Estate or whatever. The news media, and James Bond has a license to kill. These people have a license to lie. And that's what it is. True. It's all this make-up, phony baloney stuff, and they have the balsam to pull some of these stunts like they did with Chelsea Clinton, the Bush girls.
That's appalling. And I agree, that is absolutely appalling. And yet this is not what that was, and I do think I'm on a... I'm going to lose here because I'm speaking about it from a grammatical point of view, and Victoria
is not going to lose because I agree with her as well. This is ridiculous as far absolutely. This is ridiculous as far as breaking this down word by word, syllable by syllable. What did he? What did she mean by that? The emphasis put on the words. Totally inaccurate. I agree with you, Victoria. The kids in the White House should be off limits, but this woman the other day was just trying to make a point. Maybe it was incorrectly made, but nonetheless, she wasn't going after the first son. So I agree with you, Victoria.
And right. Doug, if okay. I may, this you know, we talk a lot about talk radio and what it means to people in their lives, and I think this is a great example. Here we have people who disagree on the meaning of this, just like you have constitutional lawyers who disagree on the meaning of the same document that they're reading. I think this actually adds something to our society.
The definition
we can
of
have these...
the word is. Yeah, or it absolutely
yeah, but,
does.
Yeah. But it is, because we can have these conversations and differences, and Victoria and I will never agree upon this, and that's fine, but I think it's great that we actually have these conversations, and we're not told that we're not allowed to.
Exactly. Right, number... That's why a longbow would sort it out. And I mentioned a longbow because I recently watched The King, the 2019 movie about Henry V.
Yeah. Okay, congratulations. So, Mayor Pete is coming up in the ratings, very strong showing in Iowa, because he's talking about the food supply. He's talking about farmers, and Iowa, obviously, a farm state. I think he's going to do very well there. I think he's coming around to doing quite well in a number of areas. And to show that he's doing better, you see Elizabeth Warren taking shots at him this week. She's falling like a rock, and he's going up. So he's waving at her on the way up while she's on the way down. And so you get the people colluding with her at the Huffington Post and wherever else you can find some support, and you get a lot of baloney. One of the things that has come out this week, though, that was very interesting, that not, I don't know if anybody's talking about this, Buttigieg, how do you pronounce his name?
Buttigieg.
Okay. So apparently he worked for...
Stick with Matt Pete.
That's what I am doing, yeah. He apparently worked for some consulting firm, and he won't talk about who he worked for because, among other things, this outfit has done work for Trump. And apparently they're kind of bloodthirsty curs from what I can gather. But it's pretty big. I've never heard of them before. They got 30,000 employees. And so what does anybody really know what Mayor Pete was doing for him before he became
Nobody
the mayor?
Nobody knows. And this story has been circulating for a while, actually, online on a number of outlets. And he's been asked about it repeatedly by some of the more independent and left-leaning media, and he refused.
People
who
don't
want to
see
trail.
Him. Yeah, they don't want to see
no,
him gain any traction.
They're after transparency, because this is something on his resume that he touts as his business experience, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This
yeah,
is his
right,
business
well.
Experience. And then he won't answer any questions about what he did.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think he did, Victoria?
I have absolutely no idea what he did. No idea.
Anybody have any piece of this other than what I gleaned and what I threw into the mix for a little red meat?
Doug,
anybody?
John here. I have no idea what he did either. But the bottom line, getting to the end of the story, this country, whether you're Democrat or Republican, is not going to vote for someone who's going to have a first husband in the White House. So there's much to do about nothing. It ain't going to happen.
Well, I find him, because he's interested in the farmers, I find him to be an interesting candidate. I think he's too young to be president, no matter what his sexual preference is. I think he may make a good mate for Bloomberg. Bloomberg is going to surprise. I think already you see that one of the things that we talked about on my weekday, Monday through Friday program, the DJV show, is how Bloomberg, I know him. I know people that work for him. I know how studied he is. He would not have gotten into this had he not done immense research and come up with a way in which he could become the nominee and the president. He just wouldn't. He wouldn't have thrown his money into it. He doesn't waste anything. And so if you don't understand what the Bloomberg device is all about and how thorough it is, it's one of the most fascinating pieces of equipment that exists today in this computer world. I don't know if any of you ever used one or ever tried to use one or saw it being used, but this thing can figure out almost the algorithms. He could have put in all kinds of different scenarios or had his people do it and come up with the various ways in which he could win. And I'm sure that he's done that, and the reason that his name is as well known as it is, and that device is as popular as it is and as expensive as it is because it's practically never wrong about anything, whether it's watching the markets, what to buy, it doesn't make mistakes. So I think this guy
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. I have a quick question for you about Mayor Pete. How do we think he's going to do in the South? Because that's
not
important.
Well, because he's gay. Not going to do well at all.
No, he just isn't doing well among blacks. I don't think it's the gay thing.
No. I don't know. What do black people not like about him? I don't get that angle. I don't know it. Are you trying to tell us something that we don't know?
He just hasn't sold himself well.
He has not. He's not really connected is what it is.
Is he spending his time and effort in the states one by one as they have primaries? When is the first Southern primary? When is the first primary?
What, in South Carolina?
Southern state. Yeah, when's that? Or any Southern state. I don't know what the answer
is. I think it's coming up in the first quarter of next year. I don't know exactly when that is. Hey, if I may, you know, John, you talked about he can't possibly be elected because he's gay and you can't have a first husband in the White House. I saw a poll recently, Republicans and Democrats, obviously more Democrats than Republicans saying yes. But the question was this, is America ready for a gay president? And what I found to be interesting in the poll is a majority of them said yes, but I'm not sure about my neighbor. You know, sure, I'm ready for him, but I don't know about the guy who lives next door.
I think at this moment, John's right. I think there is that. It's too bad, but it is the way it is. And so the culture of that having been what it is or being what it is, I think gets in the way a lot of people's thinking. But it reminds me when I was a kid, John Kennedy ran for president, and he really did lose. Yeah, other than winning in Chicago, I mean, Nixon won that race, that election in 1960, but it didn't work because of the counting of the votes in Chicago and the Electoral College in Illinois, and so and Eisenhower, I mean Nixon, to his credit, never challenged it, which he could have and probably would have won. Anyway, but the buzz around when I was in high school was that. We have a Catholic president. The Pope's going to run the country. I mean, that kind of crap. And when Joe Lieberman, who's one of the most outstanding human beings in politics or anywhere else that I've ever met, was running with the Gore, people said, we're going to have a Jew as vice president. How are we going to do that? And, in fact, Al Gore won that election, but who's counting? I think that becomes nonsensical. But I do think that we're, like it or not, people still weren't ready for a black president. Hello. We're one by one, John, those barriers and walls, which seem to be kind of nonsensical in the modern world, get broken down. But I think the gay thing is going to be the longest, the hardest one of those things to overcome.
It will. Whatever. It will eventually. You're right. You're right, Doug. I agree. And going back to JFK, you're right about the Pope running America.
I can remember studying that in high school in the civics class and thinking, you know, looking around the room and hearing these people. And even at that, I mean, one of my not sophisticated freshman in high school, but I remember just kind of looking at the room and thinking, what difference does it make? You get into these things, right? Let's see. Well, we've got to pause for a couple of minutes. We'll take on one more item here in a matter of moments. Getting healthy the right way is the job that Calitrin has taken on. Calitrin, Calotren, is America's weight loss formula when it comes to being free of stimulants. Coming from somebody who on occasion has used this and has seen the weight go away. I'm not overweight, but there's always 4 or 5 pounds that I'd like to shed, and I want to keep it off. All right, go to Calitrin.com. The deal with the DJV code is buy 3 and get 3 free. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the stories, first of all, so you have the official listing. We try to go through it a couple of times during each of the hours that we focus on News Talk Radio every week. But if I haven't gotten to them sufficiently, here's your list. At number 10, the holidays and what they mean to the U.S. economy. Number 9, immigration reforms. George Zimmerman and his lawsuit against the family of Trayvon Martin. Number 8, and number 7, the winter weather. Number 6, Prince Andrew and what he did or didn't do with Mr. Epstein. Number 5, the North Korean Christmas threat. We'll send you a present if you don't be good boy. It's nonsense, but anyway. Number four, U.S.-China relations. Number three, what happened this week at the NATO summit. Presidential election candidates, number two, and the impeachment hearings, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had three times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in one day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Talkers Magazine every week prepares a list of 10 stories that seem to have captured the imagination in the majority of time on the air. And although this week, to be fair, there's about 30 people's names on it. Number 10, George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin tied for that position. Melania Trump at number 9. At number 8, the people who were in attendance at the NATO summit, Johnson, Trudeau, Macron, Merkel. Number 7, Queen Elizabeth and the royal family. Number 6, Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo. Number 5, various candidates for the Democratic nomination. At number 4, more candidates for the Democratic nomination. At number 3, more candidates for that position. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi, and number 1, Donald Trump. Pelosi really accounted for herself, acquitted herself fairly well this week, I thought. So anyway, that's the overview. That's the list. That's the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 6 on the story list this week is the scandal involving Prince Andrew. my comment is the laugh that I just... All right, so, what, Victoria, yeah. You're a Brit birth. What's the scoop here, you think?
Well, I think the really big scoop is frankly, less about Prince Andrew. It's partly about Prince Andrew, but it's also about the royal reception that President Trump and other world leaders went to, where Princess Anne threw shade at President Trump.
What does that mean, threw shade? What does that mean?
Well, she threw her hands up when the Queen gestured at her. Oh, come and meet President Trump. She threw her hands up, shrugged and said, no, I'm not going to meet him. And that's Princess Anne. She's got a real mind.
Yeah. Okay. Well. And what? So we're not talking about Prince Andrew and what? Who was it that said he was a great guy? I'm trying to remember. Other than Trump, there are a lot of pictures.
Do you remember as a kid he was known as Randy Andy, and now everybody's acting like he couldn't have done anything. Yeah. He was known that way.
And he had the most wonderful wife, Fergie. I don't know where she is these days. But I always thought she was fabulous, and she managed to figure him out quickly and hit the road. This guy is scoundrel is probably too good a word for him, but he is apparently what he is and what people think about him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Pink Martini is returning to Reading's Cascade Theater with singer Chyna Forbes for their all-new holiday show. Pink Martini is a little bit of lounge, a little bit of Hollywood glam, and a whole lot of fun. Don't miss this chance to see them live at the Cascade December 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour, special time in the week when we go back over the top technology stories of the week, top five items. According to the research done by Victoria Keevan, you start at number five, moving away to number one. The Justice Department has updated their drone policy. To what effect or impact, Victoria?
Well, the new policy is actually an update from the 2015 policy guidance, and so it has a lot of the same language and regulations. There are a few key additions, though, addressing concerns about cybersecurity and privacy, which is a big deal. The new version of the policy indicates that the Department of Justice will be coordinating with the FAA around access to airspace, including working on a plan for air traffic support, which is important. The new policy also has, essentially, they've grounded all 800 of the drones right now because so many of the parts were made in China. And until they can fully do an investigation to see if there's any spying tech inside those drones that were made in China, that's really what this is about. And so the Interior Department has 800 drones, and those are used for, they fight forest fires, they examine damage to land, they monitor the dams and bridges around the country, they observe endangered species to do head counts and things like that. And so obviously, if you have, especially with infrastructure, with dams and roads and bridges, if you've got any information that might be sensitive, obviously we don't want the Chinese government knowing about that. And so they are concerned about China stealing trade secrets as well. And so that's why they've grounded those drones until they can figure it out further.
Number four. The first cell phone detection cameras.
This is probably going to be heading to us pretty soon. So in Australia, in the district that's called New South Wales, they've rolled out high-definition cameras that are designed to catch drivers using cell phones behind the wheel. Now, you can be on the phone, which is similar to the law here, if you're using a Bluetooth speaker or a Bluetooth, like, earpiece. But this is actually catching people texting and driving, and it's big fines, over several hundred dollars, $450. If you're in a school zone, penalty points on your license, things like that. They said that they've already caught more than 100,000 drivers illegally using a phone at the wheel. And they also say that the road fatalities are, they want to cut it by 30% in 2021 because that is such a huge cause of road fatalities, as it is here in the States. And I'm sure that's going to be something that we'll be seeing soon. We already have red light cameras. Why not have, cell phone detection cameras, too?
There you go. Number three, Here's an update on the FBI's smart TV warning. This is something that's been around now for a couple of weeks. Very important. Listen to this.
Yeah, this is important, and the originally their warning really fell on deaf ears. It was confusing and essentially made people feel like they needed to throw out their smart TV. It's totally not that. Essentially, what they're letting you know is if you have a smart TV, and it's that means it's hooked up to the internet, you have to make sure that you keep your software on the TV up to date. Most people hang a TV on the wall and they never do a software update. There are lots of security measures that are included in those updates. It's really important to make sure that you always keep your software up to date. And again, I tell this to everybody of all ages. If you are older and maybe your grandkids or your kids got you the TV and you're not really sure, just ask someone for help and make sure that you have everything up to date, because so many people don't do that. And that's where your data can be stolen, sold to China. We already know that Vizio is openly doing that. They're spying on you and they're selling your stuff. Now, if you have a camera on your TV, which a lot of new ones do, and you're not using it for gaming, you may want to put a little piece of tape over that so people can't hack into your TV, and literally they could film you from the other side of the camera. So if it's in your bedroom, you want to keep some privacy. So just put a little piece of tape, just like you would on your laptop.
Number two.
Yeah, Instagram wants new users to put their birth dates in when they're making a new account. And the reason for this is because they're really going after kids. Users have to be 13 or older to join Instagram. And so they're requiring now that kids put in their birth dates because they want to make sure that they're not seeing anything that's not age appropriate. So right now, Instagram has been really ridiculed for allowing kids to basically see all kinds of content, and it can be liquor ads, tobacco ads, whatever it is. And so Instagram's making the first step into trying to crack down on that.
All right, number one, this is something.
This is definitely the most talked about story of the week, for sure. Peloton.
Yeah,
Peloton, which of course is the at-home stationary bike that is connected to a live class for spin class. This new holiday ad has gotten a lot of people really buzzing in a negative way for being sexist and classist. And so it's taken a big hit on Peloton's stock. They lost $942 million in a single day. So marketing is important.
Sure is. All right, there they are, the top five items this week from the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria for being here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Beautiful.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Gas prices have dropped just a bit over the past 2 weeks.
There's been a 1 penny per gallon decline in the national average price at the pump. The new price is $2.65 per gallon for regular, and it's down 4 cents over the past month.
But fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's still 14 cents more than we were paying a year ago, and prices vary widely around the country.
The low in the sample is $2.10 per gallon in Baton Rouge and $3.89 in San Francisco Bay Area. There's a $2.93 in Chicago.
The publisher of the Lundberg survey says further cuts to retail gas prices are unlikely because crude oil costs are on the rise. Diesel, by the way, down a penny at $3.06 a gallon. The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from restarting federal executions.
The Supreme Court justices denied the administration's plea to overturn a lower court ruling, which had sided with four inmates who have execution dates. Attorney General William Barr had announced last summer that federal executions would resume using a single drug. The lower court ruled that the procedure could likely violate the Federal Death Penalty Act. The full appeals court in Washington, D.C. must now review that lower court ruling. The Supreme Court justices directed the appeals court to act with, quote, appropriate dispatch, unquote. George Bonzani reporting.
After more than 5 years of infighting, in eastern Ukraine between government troops and Moscow-backed separatists that killed more than 14,000 people, plus a ceasefire that's remained elusive, new Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sitting down Monday with President Putin of Russia for peace talks. They'll be meeting in Paris in their first face-to-face meeting since Zelensky was elected. He has made ending the conflict a priority. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A good weekend for movies, and there was a bit of reshuffling. However, the top five remain the same this weekend, almost as if the box office had been frozen.
You must go north. Find the truth.
North of $1 billion in worldwide ticket sales is where Frozen 2 is headed. It added nearly $35 million in North America in its third weekend, keeping it at number one at the box office.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to request that you all stay until the investigation is completed.
Knives Out stays put at number two, earning $14.2 million. Ford versus Ferrari remains at three, while Queen and Slim climbed into the number four slot.
I'm tired of playing the safe.
I'd have a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Hello, neighbor.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump continues to reshape what's been known for decades as the nation's most liberal court.
The Senate is poised to add two more conservatives to the liberal Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals this week. That will bring to 10 the number of Trump nominees confirmed to the most progressive court in the land. Under President Trump, the court mocked by conservatives with nicknames like the Nutty Ninth or the Ninth Circus has already achieved an ideological balance not seen in decades. The confirmations will bring to 50 the total number of Trump nominees confirmed to the circuit courts, second in power only to the U.S. Supreme Court. Bob Agnew reporting.
Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says his government is rejecting Democratic lawmakers' plan to allow U.S. inspectors to check Mexican factories for labor law compliance. Mexico wants the Congress to approve new trade agreement before the U.S. elections next year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams?
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health.
The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Come.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a Christmas episode of My Favorite Husband. And then later, Lionel Barrymore is the mayor of the town. As that early 1940s NBC series presents its version of the Charles Dickens classic holiday story, A Christmas Carol, Barrymore as Scrooge. Doesn't get any better than that. But that is later, because at the end of our previous show, we're in the midst of a comedy broadcast. My Favorite Husband starred Lucille Ball and Richard Denning, but when it was retooled for TV and renamed I Love Lucy, the lovely redhead was joined by her real-life spouse, Desi Arnaz, who, in addition to being a skilled musician and actor, was a savvy producer and businessman, and is often credited as the inventor of the rerun. Desi was smart enough to buy up the replay rights for I Love Lucy in a time when no one else thought rerunning a show would have any interest to viewers. Boy, were they wrong. In addition to Desi's wife, this holiday episode known as The Sleigh Ride also features Ruth Parrott as Katie the Maid, Hans Conried as Mr. Wood, Jay Novello as Mr. Negley, and you'll soon hear the great Frank Nelson as a police officer. Heading back to December 23rd, 1949.
And now back to the Coopers. The sleigh proved too much of a load for Mr. Negley's motorcycle, and we find our old-fashioned carolers heeding that old-fashioned advice, get a horse. They're trudging down the street, horseward bound.
It's only a couple of blocks further.
Katie, are you sure the milkman will lend us his horse?
He said he would on the phone.
Oh, it's cold. Let's keep moving, huh?
Yeah, my goosebumps are nudging each other to keep warm.
Gee, look in that window. Those people have a fire in the fireplace. Doesn't that look good?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it's warm in there.
Hey, I got a wonderful idea. We're supposed to be carolers. Well, let's serenade this house, and maybe they'll ask us in.
Oh, good idea. What are we saying?
Well, how about jingle bells?
Okay, give us the key.
Huh?
Give us the key.
Oh, I don't bother with keys. I just sing. Here we go. One, two, jingle
bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, look, look, someone's coming to the window.
Oh, carolers.
Yes?
Come a little closer to the window.
Oh, come on. He wants to thank us. Well, mister, how did you like
it?
Oh, we had to pick Scrooge's house.
Are you enjoying your old-fashioned Christmas, Liz?
Oh, shut up and help me chip this water off.
Would you like some hot chocolate? I brought the thermos along.
Oh, Katie, you're a lifesaver.
Oh, the cork is stuck.
Here, I'll hold the top.
I don't know what he got so mad about. It sounded pretty good to me.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun. Well, how do you like that?
What?
I had this thermos cup in my hand, and that man dropped a quarter in it.
This may be the start of a great new business.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Let me see your license.
License? What for? Caroling?
No, panhandling.
Panhandling? Now, just a minute. We weren't panhandling. This cup is for hot chocolate.
Sure, and you always sweeten it with a lump of money.
Oh, that was just a coincidence.
Yeah. Yes. Katie was trying to get the cork out, and I was just holding the cup out like this, and I...
Merry Christmas, lady.
Now, wait a minute.
Not panhandling, eh? I knew the minute I looked at you, you were a bunch of bums.
Oh, yeah? Well, this bum here happens to be George Cooper.
Now, let me handle this, Liz. Officer, I'm George Cooper, vice president of the Sheridan Falls National Bank.
What?
Yeah, and these other bums are important people, too.
Liz, please. We were just caroling, officer.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, listen to that beautiful speaking voice.
Huh?
Oh, I'll bet you sing a wonderful bass.
Oh, it's not so good.
Oh, come on, give us the honor of singing one song with you.
Well, I'm on duty, but... jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle... Oh, go on and get out of here and no more caroling.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
Jingle bells, jingle all the bells.
Officer, officer.
Yes? What is it? What's the matter?
I'd like to report it, a stolen vehicle, please.
Yeah. Well, wait till I get my book out and I'll take down all the details. Okay. Yeah, what's your name?
Schmidt. No.
No?
No, my name is Gundelfinger. Yeah. It wouldn't be Schmidt for a couple of weeks yet.
Why? Are you getting married?
No. I'm just changing my name. It's still Gundelfinger.
Gundelfinger?
Yeah.
G-U... You wouldn't like to come back in a couple of weeks and report this, would you?
No. I want to catch the thieves right now.
Okay. What was the license number?
It didn't have a license number. It was just out in front of my shop with Ivy in it.
Ivy who?
Just Ivy. Little leaves and stems.
Yes. What was the make?
A flexible flyer.
Huh?
Yeah, was their big mother.
Oh, sedan, huh?
No, one horse open.
What kind of an automobile was this?
It wasn't an automobile, it was a sleigh. And I gotta get it back. I need that sleigh for Christmas.
Yes, of course. When did you first notice it was missing, Mr. Claus?
No, please, Gundelfinger. You don't understand. It's an antique sleigh, and I got a customer who's going to buy it for a Christmas present. He's going to make a lamp out of it.
Yes, of course. I'll keep my eyes open. I'll look in back of every horse I see.
Oh, thank you. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht.
You up and have a real old-fashioned sleigh ride.
Oh, I think it was real nice of the milkman to lend us his horse.
Come on, let's sing again. One, two, three.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Just a minute, let's dispense with all this singing.
Hi, officer.
Sheesh. It's you again, them bums. I see you got someone to sing in my place.
Oh, the horse. Well, I can explain.
No, let me guess. You just happened to hold out a cup, and someone dropped a horse into it.
Officer, I know it looks bad.
Now, you go home and stay there. I'm going to just charge this off to Christmas madness. First, some crackpot reports a stolen sleigh. Now I find you with a singing horse.
A stolen sleigh? Who was it stolen from?
You wouldn't believe the man's name if I told it to you. Now run along, and if I catch you out again, I'm going to run you in. Understand?
Oh, yes, and thank you. Merry Christmas, officer. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Well, we're finally on our way.
Oh, no. We're taking this sleigh back to Gindelfunger.
Oh, George, let's take a little ride.
Nothing doing.
Just a little eensy-teensy one.
You heard what the cop said. This is stolen property.
Oh, but that cop's the only one who knows, and we'll be out of his district in a minute. We can take the sleigh back later.
No.
Well, let's take a boat. What do you three in the back seat say?
Oh, I'd like to go for a long ride. I like holding your hand under the blanket, Katie.
Why, Katie.
I like holding your hand, too, Katie.
Why, Katie!
Well, I don't know what either of you are talking about. Both my hands are in my pockets.
Let go of my hand, Mr. Negley. Sorry.
Come on, horse. This is no time to stop. Get up. What's the matter with him?
Stop! Stop that sleigh!
Oh, look down at the corner. Here comes that cop. Let's get out of here, Liz.
Come on, horse. Get going.
Oh, no. He stopped again.
Get up. Darn it. This is no time to play games. Get up!
Stop in the name of the law!
Oh, that's better. Hey, this horse is a stool pigeon. He's turning us over to that cop.
I'm afraid this is part of the milkman's route.
Oh, no!
Oh, fine. The horse is stopping at each house to deliver milk.
Let's get out and run for it.
No, give me those reins, Liz. I'll get him off the route.
Turn left at this corner. That'll do it.
Okay.
Stop the route, Soup!
Come on, horse. We're turning here. Oh, he won't turn. Come on, horse. We're going left. Left, do you hear?
Careful, George. It's breaking loose. Oh, great. Stranded in the middle of an intersection with a hot sleigh.
Hands up, all of you. I got you covered.
Hi, officer. Because I wanted to go and get a Yule log.
Save your breath. You're coming to the station.
But it's Christmas time.
I know. And I'm going to give you a little present. It's a sale marked Do Not Open Till After Christmas.
Look, officer, we were really on our way back to Gundelfinger's to return the sleigh.
Yes, he's a very good friend of mine.
Well, I'll go with you and be sure you do return it. And I'll give you exactly 10 to get it out of this intersection. One.
But we don't have a horse. How can we get it out?
Two. That's your worry. Three.
All right, fellas, get down there.
What? Four.
Oh, you get down there and pull. I'll steer.
Five.
Oh, wait till I get you home, Liz. I'll take this shaft. Would you and Negley take the other?
Six.
Come on, boys. That's the old Yule spirit.
Seven.
Hey, you're moving it. Yule train. Oh. Hiya. Hiya, Yule train.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The part of Katie the Maid was played by Ruth Parrott. Watch for Lucille Ball in the Columbia picture Miss Grant Takes Richmond. And be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for...
The Sleigh Ride, an episode from December 23rd, 1949. A number of busy radio and television folks in supporting roles. That was Frank Nelson as the police officer, Jane Avello as the postman, Mr. Negley, Ruth Parrott as Katie the Maid, and the also-skilled voice actor Hans Conried as the Cooper's neighbor, Mr. Wood. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio was legendary motion picture actor Lionel Barrymore as Scrooge in Mayor of the Town's adaptation of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. We'll be right back.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms. hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This next program aired in the early 1940s, first on NBC, then later on CBS. Mayor of the town starred the oldest member of a famed acting family. Lionel Barrymore's best-known Christmas-connected work, safe to say, playing the evil Mr. Potter, opposite Jimmy Stewart in Frank Capra's holiday classic film, It's a Wonderful Life. Right now, though, he takes on another well-known character, perhaps the most well-known holiday time villain. It's a departure from the mayor of the town's regular format, as you'll soon hear. This is from December 24th, 1942.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On this Christmas Eve, once again, Lionel Barrymore sets aside his role as mayor of the town to take you back to a Christmas Eve 100 years ago with his unforgettable portrayal of Scrooge. And now, Lionel Barrymore in Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Once upon a Christmas Eve, on a mean and shabby street in London, stood the warehouse of Scrooge and Marley. Marley was 7 years dead, but Scrooge never bothered to paint out the name. It was a waste of time, paint, and money. Oh, he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, was Ebenezer Scrooge. A squeezing, grasping, clutching, covetous old sinner. A frosty rime was on his head and on his eyebrows and on his wiry chin. And the cold within him iced his office in the dog days and didn't thaw out one degree at Christmas. A fact that could be attested by Bob Cratchit, his overworked and shivering clerk.
And what do you think you're about to do with that coal scuttle, Mr. Cratchit?
Well, you see, my stove's gone out, Mr. Scrooge.
Indeed.
It was a very small fire to begin with, sir.
Tell me, Mr. Cratchit, you like working here?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed, sir.
And you have need of the 15 bob I pay you every week?
Need? Oh, yes, indeed, sir. You see, there's my wife, and Tiny Tim, and Belinda, and Martha, and...
Well, then may I suggest you forget the fire and get back to your work.
God rest.
Unless, of course, you would prefer to keep Christmas by losing your situation.
Losing? Oh, no, sir. I'll get on with copying those letters at once. I'm very sorry, Mr. Scrooge. It won't happen again, sir. I promise you.
And chase that blasted little sweep away from the door. Christmas Carol.
Yes, no wind that blew was bitterer than Ebenezer Scrooge. No pelting rain less open to entreaty. And what did Scrooge think of Christmas? Well, on this particular Christmas Eve, his only nephew, Fred, stopped by the warehouse.
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
Christmas, a humbug?
Merry Christmas. What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
Very well, then. What right have you to be dismal? You're rich enough.
Humbug.
Oh, don't be cross, Uncle.
What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this? What's Christmas time to you but a time for paying bills without money? If I had my way, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips would be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Uncle.
Have you? Keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine.
I've always thought of Christmas as a good time. A kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time.
You're a very powerful speaker, sir. I wonder you don't go into Parliament.
Don't be angry, Uncle. Come and dine with us tomorrow.
Good afternoon, nephew.
But why won't you?
Good afternoon.
Well, I'm sorry to find you so resolute. But a Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Good afternoon.
And a Happy New Year.
Good afternoon!
No, Scrooge didn't believe for a moment that Christmas was a kind and charitable time. He proved it that very same afternoon when two gentlemen stopped at his warehouse to collect his Christmas donation to the poor.
At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge, it is more than usually desirable that we should make some slight provision for the poor and destitute.
Indeed. Tell me, are there no prisons?
Oh, plenty of prisons.
Very well, then. What do you want of me?
A few of us are endeavoring to raise a fund to buy the poor some meat and drink and means of warmth.
Now, what shall we put you down for?
Nothing.
Oh, you wish to be anonymous.
I wish to be left alone.
Mr. Scrooge.
I don't make myself merry at Christmas, and I can't afford to make a lot of idle people merry. I help support the prisons. They cost enough, heaven knows. And those who are badly off can... Well, they can go there.
But many can't go there, and many would rather die than go there.
Oh, if they'd rather die, they'd better go and do it. And decrease the surplus population. Besides, I find it quite enough for a man to mind his own business and not interfere with other people's. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
It was cold and dark when Scrooge left the ancient warehouse. The fog was so thick that he had some difficulty in locating the lowering pile of buildings where he had a gloomy suite of rooms. Since Marley's death, no one lived there but Scrooge. Then, as he put his key in the lock of the door, a strange thing happened.
That door knocker. I could have sworn it was Marley's face. Oh, humbug.
Scrooge entered, then locked and double-locked the door behind him. He wasn't a man to be frightened by a door knocker.
Humbug.
He lit his candle and started up the stairs, his footsteps echoing through the quiet house.
Who's there?
What was that noise deep down below in the cellar, as if somebody were dragging a heavy chain?
Ebenezer! What's that?
The sound grew louder on the cellar stairs, rose higher in the empty halls below, and then clanged and clattered on the stairs behind Scrooge as he fled. Then, as though a part of the fog outside, the ghost of Jacob Marley passed through the closed and locked door.
Ebenezer!
Who are you?
In life,
I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
What do you want?
Much. Oh, much, Ebenezer.
Be gone. I don't believe in you.
Why do you doubt your senses?
Oh, because a little thing affects him. A very slight disorder of the stomach makes him cheat. Why, you may be an undigested bit of beef, or a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese, or a fragment of underdone potato. There's more gravy than grave about you. Please don't do that. Don't do that, I beg of you.
Oh, man of worldly mind, do you believe in me or not?
I do. If it'll make you any happier, Jacob, I do. But why do spirits walk here? Why do you come to me?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men.
Yes, yes, Jacob, yes.
And if that spirit goes not forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death.
But why must you wear that heavy chain? That chain of cash boxes and keys and padlocks and ledgers and deeds and swollen purses.
It is the one I forged in life. I made it link by link and yard by yard.
But why should you be so accursed? You were always a good man of business, Jacob.
Business? Mankind was my business. The common welfare was my business. Charity, mercy, forbearance were all my business.
But Jacob.
Hear me.
I will.
You may still have a chance and hope of escaping my fate.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you.
You will be haunted by three spirits.
Three, Jacob?
Receive them. And for your own sake, remember what has passed between us.
Jacob, wait. Now, don't leave me, Jacob. Please.
Look to see me no more. Farewell, Ebenezer.
Jacob.
Ebenezer Scrooge. Huh?
Oh, who are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past. Rise and walk with me.
Walk? In my slippers? A dressing gown and nightcap?
Come, we will leave by the window.
Oh, no. That's all very well for spirits, but I'm only a mortal and liable to fall.
Bear but a touch of my hand thus on your heart, and you shall be upheld in more than this. Come, Ebenezer Scrooge. Look just below us, Ebenezer Scrooge. The city and the years have been left behind. Do you know this place?
Well, yes, of course I know it, Spirit. I was a boy here. See? There's my old school with the cupola and the bell hanging in it.
An ugly, lifeless place. It looks quite deserted.
It was Christmas Day. All the boys had gone home for the holiday.
All? Who is that lonely child left behind and chided for his tears by the schoolmaster?
I was that child's spirit.
Mr. Ebenezer, no tears, if you please. There's nothing more degrading than self-pity. Besides, Christmas is at all important.
A very wise man, the schoolmaster. Don't you agree, Ebenezer?
Oh, of course I don't agree. Why, Christmas is very important to a child of that age, Philip. Poor boy, I wish... Oh, well, it's too late now.
What is it?
Oh, nothing much. There was a boy singing a Christmas carol outside my warehouse. I wish I'd given him something, that's all.
Yes. Come, let's see another Christmas. Now we are in the city. And that lonely boy is older. Do you know this warehouse, Ebenezer?
Know it? Of course I know it.
I was apprenticed here.
Were you happy?
Oh, yes. I was very happy, sir. Very happy. My employer was a kind man, and... Why, bless his heart, there he is. It's old Fezziwig alive again.
Christmas, Ebenezer. We're having a party tonight.
A party, Mr. Fezziwig?
Oh, who's invited?
The butcher, the baker, the milkman, the cook. Ho-ho! Here's the fiddler already. Clear away, lads. Clear away.
Oh, sir.
Come, Master Fiddler. Unlimber your fingers and give us something for dancing with plenty of life in it. Christmas Eve, you know. The best time of the year. God bless it.
That's Act One of The Mayor of the Town. We'll be back with more after this short break.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
That's Bob Bailey, starring as world-weary insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Fabulous Freelance.
Come on now, kid, put it down.
No, because nobody tells me what to do, not when I've got a gun. They're afraid to. That's right.
Fabulous Freelance is regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Order Fabulous Freelance today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
What is an important thing to do when waterfowl hunting? I'll share in just a moment.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
One of the most important things to do when waterfowl hunting is observe how the waterfowl are responding to your calling, decoys, and setup. Do they lock up and come straight in? Are they shying to your calling or something flaring them away from your setup? Noticing what the ducks are telling you by their body language can help you adjust and close the deal. Learn more about this topic and many more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Now, back to A Christmas Carol and an episode of The Mayor of the Town on When Radio Was.
A very simple and foolish man, old Fezziwig, with no head at all for business, Ebenezer Scrooge. Ah,
nonsense, Spirit. Why, he was one of the greatest men alive.
Indeed.
I only wish...
Yes?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking of my own clerk, Bob Cratchit, that's all.
Strange. But my time grows short, and there is one more place we must visit. Come, come. Look about you, Ebenezer Scrooge. That man and woman so busy wrapping up Christmas gifts for children. Do you know them?
I know the woman, yes. We were to have been married.
but she felt we weren't suited to each other.
Didn't she release you from your promise because another idol had displaced her? A golden idol?
Yes, she said something like that. Yes, yes, yes.
Great pity. Listen, they speak.
Darling, I think that'll do if you'll tie the ribbon. Oh, by the way, I saw an old friend of yours this afternoon, although he didn't see me.
Who was it?
Can't you guess?
Was it Mr. Scrooge?
Mr. Scrooge it was. I passed his office window and I could see him inside.
Poor Ebenezer.
His partner lies at the here. And there Scrooge sat alone, quite alone in the whole world, I do believe.
He's a very rich man, but he has so little. No friends, no children. No one to love him at Christmas time. He must be so unhappy. And I feel very sorry for him.
Spirit, remove me from this place.
Not yet. Oh, not yet, Ebenezer Scrooge. You have seen the past. Now prepare yourself to meet the spirit of Christmas present.
Where are you? Don't leave me alone.
Be not afraid, Ebenezer Scrooge. Behold in me the spirit of Christmas present.
The place is strange. Where are we?
There below us lies Camden Town.
Oh, Camden Town. That's where my clerk, Bob Cratchit, lives.
Yes, it is he we visit. See, there below us is the street and house we seek. Not a pretty setting, is it?
Well, no. It isn't exactly palatial. But it probably serves its purpose. After all, he's only a clerk, you know.
Ah, yes. And with so many mouths to feed, it's doubtless the best he can afford. Come, we will go in.
I nearly forgot the gravy. Here, Belinda, you watch the applesauce.
Yes, Mother.
Martha, you dust off the hot plate.
I will.
And Josie and Thomas can start setting the chairs at the table.
Oh, yes, Mother.
Yes, Mother.
I don't see what's keeping your father and Tiny Tim.
Well, perhaps the church service was extra long.
10 minutes more and the goose will fall apart. And the pudding will be overdone.
Oh, no.
Here they come now. They're just turning the corner.
Tiny Tim's riding on Father's shoulder.
Oh, thank heaven.
Open the door, Father, Belinda.
Yes, Mother.
Now, this is a wild horse with a black mane. He gallops and prances and runs like the wind. Hi-ho! Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hi-ho! Down you come. There. Joseph, Thomas, take him off and get those hands clean for dinner.
Come on, Tiny Tim. Just wait till you see what's in the oven. There never was such a bird.
Now, don't waste any time. Everything's ready. How did he behave in church, Bob?
Oh, as good as gold and better. You know, somehow he gets thoughtful sitting by himself so much. Thinks of the strangest things you ever heard.
I know.
He told me coming home that he hoped that people saw him in church because he was a cripple. And it might be pleasant for them to remember upon Christmas Day who made lame beggars walk and blind men see.
Poor boy.
Why are there tears in your eyes, Ebenezer Scrooge?
Well, Cratchit never told me the boy was lame.
He has worn that iron brace and carried that little crutch ever since he can remember. Quiet. They gather at the table.
A toast. A toast to the founder of the feast. I give you Mr. Scrooge.
The founder of the feast, indeed. I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast upon.
My dear Christmas Day.
Well, I'll drink his health for your sake and the day's, not for his.
And a Merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us.
God bless us.
And what do you say, Tiny Tim?
God bless us, everyone.
Time for a short break.
We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Now let's finish up A Christmas Carol on When Radio Was.
Come, Ebenezer Scrooge. My time is up. You must go to meet the third and last spirit.
Which spirit? Please wait and tell me this before you leave me.
Yes.
Tell me. Will Tiny Tim live?
I see a vacant seat and a crutch without the owner.
Oh, now. Don't say that.
If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child must die.
Spirit, no. No.
Will it not be better if he does? As you once said, it will decrease the surplus population.
Spirit.
Farewell, Ebenezer. The ghost of Christmas yet to come awaits you.
Where am I? What place is this? So dark and cold and thick with fog? And who are you, dark phantom with a hidden face? I fear you more than any of the others. Are you the ghost of Christmas yet to come? Why, this is a burial ground, neglected and overgrown with grass and weeds, the resting place of those forgotten and unloved. Why do you point to that stone? What name is written there that I must read? The letters are too dim, the fog's too heavy. Tell me, Spirit, who rests in this lonely, untended earth?
You are that man, Ebenezer Scrooge.
No, Spirit, no.
You are that man.
Spirit, hear me. I'm not the man I was.
I'll not be the man I must have been but for this night. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all year. Hear me, spirit. Hear me and tell me I may sponge away the writing on that terrible stone. Spirit, hear me. Spirit. Spirit. But you are not a spirit at all. You are my own bedpost. There isn't any graveyard. This is my own room. And there's the door where I saw Marley's ghost. And there's the window where the first bit. Why, it's broad daylight. No fog, no mist. It's a beautiful, sunny, glorious day. And people on the street all dressed in their best. And church bells, too. Must be Sunday. Oh, boy! Are you down there?
Yes, sir.
What day is today, my fine fella?
What day? Why, this is Christmas Day, of course.
Christmas Day! Then I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night. Say, hello down there.
Yes, sir.
Did you know the poultry shop at the corner?
I should hope so, sir.
An intelligent boy. A remarkable boy. So tell me, do you know if they've sold the prize turkey?
The little one?
No. The great big prize turkey.
Oh, tell him they're right now.
Go and tell him to bring it here. Yes, sir. Come back with a man and I'll give you a shilling. Come back in less than 5 minutes, you'll get a half a crown.
Yes, sir.
Look at him run. Send it off to Bob Cratchit. And he shan't know who sent it. What a joke it'll be. Why, it's twice the size of Tiny Tim. Now, let me see. I better get dressed. I've so much to do, and it's going to be a busy day. Yes, sir, a very busy day.
And it was a busy day. Ebenezer Scrooge was out observing Merry Christmas in the merriest way. And he looked so delighted that people just couldn't resist speaking to him.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yes, and he stopped to pat children on the head.
Hello, son. Merry Christmas, my dear.
And gave shillings to beggars.
God bless you, Mr. Scrooge.
And he even went calling on his nephew. And his nephew's wife kissed him. Oh, he had a wonderful time and a wonderful Christmas. Morning after Christmas, he was early at the office. Scrooge wanted to be there first, and he wanted to catch Bob Cratchit coming in late.
Well, Mr. Cratchit, so you finally got here, did you? Look at that clock. What do you mean by coming here this time of day?
Why, I'm very sorry, Mr. Scrooge. It won't happen again, sir.
Indeed, child. Indeed, it can't. Step over here to my desk, if you please.
It's only once a year, sir.
A poor sort of excuse, Mr. Cratchit. And I'm not going to stand for this sort of thing any longer. And therefore, I'm about to raise your salary.
What was that, sir?
A Merry Christmas, Bob. A merrier Christmas than I've given you for many a year. I'll raise your salary and endeavor to assist your struggling family. Now make up both fires and buy a larger coal scuttle before you dot another I, Bob Cratchit.
And Scrooge was even better than his word. He did it all and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend and as good a man as the good old city ever knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us and all of us.
So, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
Indeed.
neat a departure from the usual weekly format. That was Mayor of the Town with Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, originally broadcast on December 24th, 1942. While Lionel Barrymore was the perfect Scrooge, it's a different holiday time villain he's best known for. He was the evil Mr. Potter in the 1946 Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life. I'm Greg Bell, and when we continue here on When Radio Was, I'll share with you an amusing tidbit about the production of It's a Wonderful Life. Be right back.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection, now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for 4 CDs. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten. Yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the 1946 Frank Capra-directed holiday film, It's a Wonderful Life. According to the Internet Movie Database, for the scene that required Mary Bailey portrayer Donna Reed to throw a rock through a house window, Capra hired a marksman to shoot it out on cue. But to everyone's amazement, Reed broke the window by herself. You see, she'd played baseball in high school and had a strong and accurate throwing arm. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but visit us over at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.